this in a minute.
I heard about that, dude. That sucks.
Red.
I wish Sarah was alive.
Dude, that sucks.
Red.
I wish Sarah was alive.
Dude, that sucks.
Gone, but I see you, James.
Don't you? You don't see me doing anything.
Huh? Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
It's going all right.
Good.
There we go.
I am frozen. Or at least I'm frozen.
I am trying. No, I don't want to die to this.
No, I ain't worried about it.
I have no clue.
God dang.
I'm American.
I'm a skull.
I have.
Are you sure? I've
seen like half of Frozen, but about midway through the movie, I let it go.
I'm not I'm not gonna laugh at that. You should not be encouraged.
You should be shamed. Shamed.
Oh, that's true.
Watch me. I haven't done that, Daniel. Though
I'm no longer Staniel. I'm Thick Shady.
Thick Shady.
Thick Shady. I almost said Fat Shady, but that's not even anywhere near funny. Drip Shady. Oh, oh God! Why am I so moist? And
everybody's gone but me.
Uh-oh. What the hell? Think we all just...
I see me.
Skelly win.
Hey, Mike. Melody's X-split right now.
Yeah, I see that mine is absent.
Three dudes? Fuck. Four dudes?
If this is an April Fool's joke, I don't like it. Roll it.
Joke's on you. You thought we were having a game. We're just getting drunk on stream.
So, like,
I see
a normal
and hear
stream.
Everybody. I don't see Amanda, though.
Yeah, Amanda's dead. Her camera's dead.
Well, now that I'd opened XSplit, all of a sudden it's like, hey, update. And I'm like, are you serious? Okay, well, let's see if that works.
Now
I'll try refreshing one more time.
Joel's gone.
Well, I feel like I've never had a more appropriate
joke. I did that on purpose. I'm eating pizza. You don't need to watch me eat pizza.
The stream might need to watch you eat pizza. You never know what they're into. We have that one guy from Brazil, don't we?
Double.
Yeah, there we go. That Brazil guy's super happy now. Gotta give him a show, man. Now I'm gonna fucking
pizza,
happy.
Shit, bring that shit back.
You're not from Brazil. Get out of here.
I might be.
Okay, well, for whatever reason, it's still not showing up, so maybe it's
Melody's
an important update.
The world can rejoice.
All right, can you
and
hear me now?
No longer exists.
I quit. I'm going to bed.
Yes.
Oh my god. We would never know. He's got no camera.
I'm asking stream. Stream, can you hear me?
For all we know, he's laying down naked right now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
How did you know?
Because I have cameras set up in your house.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to try to fix this.
I knew that's what that red light was.
He's dancing for it, bro. He knows.
Oh, I know.
No cameras in my place. I don't.
That you know of.
Yeah, I say that you know of. Sure.
Unless you got
every single dick, there's a camera.
My cat is staring at me really weirdly now, so who knows?
Mike, I am getting audio through Twitch.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Cool.
It wasn't there, but it is now.
Good.
Can you guys hear the cat? Hopefully not.
I hear no cat.
No, I cannot hear it.
Okay, good.
Bark, bark.
What you doing, ripping one on you or something?
No, he is. The sun has gone out, so he must scream until the sun comes back. This is what he does.
That sounds right.
See, he's hoping that if he screams loud enough, I can turn it back on. I do not possess this power, but he believes it so, and I feel honored. So,
you probably do possess that power, though. Like,
if he's screaming this loud, I might.
Right.
Well, you know, if you were true to the orc ways and just believed,
clap your
someone
hands.
Never go down.
For the horde.
For the horde, for sure. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it hurts.
So I do want to say hello to our viewers. We have Space Wraith and Bernie T. Thanks, guys, for showing up. I appreciate
it. One of those people is Jesse. Mm-hmm. I wonder which one it could possibly be, Brad.
And one of them is Kristen. So.
Oh. Yeah. Well, in that case, there's no reason to keep it secret. Space Wraith is probably Jesse.
Yeah.
Woo!
I mean, hell, his like Steam name is Spectre.
Okay. I see Kooksie too, but this is the first time I've seen him post.
Hey, John Boy, how's it going?
I'm a skull.
Yeah,
yes, you are. The skull.
Yeah, everyone, say hello to our special guest.
Hi.
Special guest.
Yeah. Fuck the skull. He's talking from my belt.
Yes, he is number.
It's on Mist's belt.
He's
I have the original. No, I have the original.
No,
I have the vampire one.
We have to officially welcome the number one horde player on WoW.
Wow. Why would you do this to me?
Shit, this is amazing.
I will fight him. Show me his location. Give me his address.
Yeah, exactly like a horde character, man. You know, good job.
I will fight him.
No, it's Brandon is the number one horde player.
God. I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
Yeah. Is it Varus, right? Varus is the number one player?
What are you doing?
I'm getting doxxed is what's happening. That's what's fucking
what are you doing?
We still can't see you, Amanda.
I know. And it's, like, actually updated. So I'm like, what is going on
here? You know
what?
In fact, you are even less visible somehow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you've somehow become just, like, it's worse. Yeah.
It's an amalgamation of emblems.
Yeah, like...
Well, for the time being, I think we're just going to roll with it.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're going to have to do, because this is just a mess.
Yeah. Maybe refresh your browser, and then that's it. Like, try that one last time, and then see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, the cat's not knocking things over.
Well, yeah, you haven't brought the sun back.
Yeah, cat, fucking it, everything.
Get it. I have not brought the sun back.
Yep. All right.
For every hour that passes,
cool.
I will knock another thing down.
How come Amanda showed up and Mike disappeared?
It's just a mess.
I didn't disappear. I can't
does
see
anyone
you, Joel.
Else. Does anyone
okay,
else?
Random
see
background.
Mike?
Good.
I don't see. I can see. I don't see Joel.
It's April Fools, isn't it?
Joel turned it off on purpose, though. So.
Yeah.
I turned it off on purpose because I'm eating pizza. You
yeah,
don't
exactly,
need to see that
so.
Shit. But does everyone else see Mike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He's like, that's
yeah,
only for my Patreon.
Okay.
Alright.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna really reset a couple times.
The pizza.
Gross.
Gotta get those foot pics.
Oh,
yes. There's some spicy dough dill conversation going on in the chat. Just gonna put that out there.
You mean the right here?
You should all check that out. yeah. Oh yeah.
That's not a foot.
Yeah. There's some cheese.
That was probably feet.
You're not seeing my feet. Nobody sees my feet. Man.
Cool. No, I'm also watching the chat.
Brad, if you want, boy, I'll I can send this over to you, man. It's stuffed crust.
Oh, come on, man! Do that. You don't get that shit here anymore. I don't get that shit here anymore. I want it so bad.
Ooh.
You want stuffed crust?
Kooksy wants you all to know that he's ready for Easter.
So bad.
I've never heard somebody be so angry that they don't have stuffed crust. Like, that's real talk.
All right,
shit's delicious, so, man.
Right, it is!
So, hey, we should probably play a game. I don't know.
We're playing tonight, or is this just...
I could have sworn this was a drink meet and greet.
Yeah, I thought this was like keeping me busy while I raided in WoW.
Like, oh, we're going to keep you busy, don't worry. yeah.
Ooh, I'm about to go get some drink.
So, so what's happening?
I'm almost as stuffed as this crust.
Something, something about the anal glands of rats. No, wait, that was last session.
Yeah, that was last session. Let's not go back there.
Oh, dear God.
So, yeah, okay, so you guys were on an escort
mission.
No, dear
person.
Yeah. you were hired by this guy in Ugrin, and he wanted you to bring Darren? Is that his name? Darren? I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Darren.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still here with them again? We're still there?
Yeah, okay. Darren.
Darren, the little scamp, yes.
Yeah, so you have the cart that you've basically been allowed to use by the Ugrin royalty.
It's ours, they can't have it back.
Driving the cart is Gundry, the elven archer. But he's cloaked, he's used like a polymorph to look like a human. And he looks kind of like, you know, just like a regular old raggedy human. And you guys are on your, what's going to end up being a 4-day journey to Makrotir. You're 3 days in, so you're just a day's ride away. You're pretty close. So you guys, have you guys gotten to know Darren any better?
Question is, did Darren actually talk to us? That's the question.
Yeah, I think over time Darren's opened up a little bit. You know, he's not telling you a lot of personal
stuff. To be fair, I would have pestered him until he talked to me.
Yeah, he's a little frightened of Fiamma, I think. He's intimidated by you.
By a strong woman. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine with Melody being as open and friendly as she is, he's probably the most comfortable with her. I think definitely Mist and Gray kind of scare him.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I'll eat you.
No.
Yeah. She lies.
Yeah, and Wildheart. I don't think he knows exactly what to think of Wildheart. I think he thinks he's all right though. Yeah.
That pizza.
Yeah.
beautiful.
Boy, so, there was 20 times the amount of cheese in that crust than what you're seeing right now. That shit was so good.
Why do you do this?
It's great.
So and Mist, you've still got that skull in your pouch, right?
It's hanging off my belt, but yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Missed, twinsies, missed.
And Melody, you have the original skull, right?
I do.
Yeah, you do. Cool. So
fuck off.
Anyways, you guys are riding along in the cart. It's being drawn by four horses. Gundry is driving it. You're just kind of like making your way down the road. It's not like you're in like any sort of massive amount of hurry. You're traveling at a normal speed. You're coming up to a part of the road and you see sort of this little merchant stall, and there's this sort of this old gypsy woman, and she's sitting in the stall. It looks like she's got some pretty decent wares as you're sort of like getting close to pass by her. Melody, what are you doing?
Well, question is, what are the wares? That's the important question.
It looks like she has some fine clothing, some fine jewelry. So, you know.
I guess I'm going to like.
She's got some pretty rocks.
Ooh. Yeah, well, that just done her in. 2 hours of rock shopping here.
Put it in my eye sockets.
I don't even know what you put in your eye socket.
Yeah,
Melody, this fucking skull's talking again and wants rocks in its eyes.
Well, guess what? I already gave it rocks in its eyes.
More?
Yeah, so Melody, as you get close, the gypsy lady kind of like looks at you guys and sort of like deadpan looks you in the face. And she smiles real big and she sort of like waves like, you know, come here, dearie. I see you. You like rocks too, don't you?
No. Wow.
Somehow I feel like this is a free candy van, but at the same time, Melody
this is
would
definitely
not,
feeling the rapey vibe. He's
Melody would not care.
Put him in your mouth.
Anyway.
Anyways. Yeah, so do you tell Gundry to stop the cart, or?
I mean, I'm going to look around and be like, hey, guys, you guys want to go shopping? I mean, I know we just did, but...
Do it.
Whatever, I could use a stretch.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where else?
Well, I guess.
Because Melody would be super excited to, like, go look at the capes and the rocks.
Yeah, yeah. So
I think Mist would like to inspect.
That's probably a good idea.
All right, what are you trying to inspect?
Saying, like, rare magical items.
Okay,
Mist wants to see if this chick's got some cool shit.
You haven't even told Gundry to stop yet, so.
Well.
Okay, fine. We tell Gundry to stop.
Everyone just barrels out of the cart.
We jump out of the cart.
Give me your shit, old lady.
Don't rob her.
Yeah, Gundry. Gundry's like, he's like, all right, but we're not stopping long.
Fuck you, Gundry, but I don't say it. I just think it.
I got a 7 for inspecting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll. Well, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you guys walk up to the old lady. Are you just inspecting, or are you having a conversation with her? Are you like, hey, what do you got? Or
I'm gonna be like, old crone of the woods, do you have anything worth my time here?
Wow.
So yeah, she
old crone.
Yes.
She looks beautiful. At you and she says,
old as I might be, I'm not as old as yourself.
Oh,
lies. Lies.
So anyway, I ask her name and I
cries and turns around.
And I roll on charisma to ask her if there's anything special in the cart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, okay. So let's resolve because Mist was expecting where. So I'm gonna tell Mist what he sees real quick.
Okay.
So yeah, Mist, you're looking, and you see it's a lot of sort of like fine silk robes. There's some shawls, some hoods, cloaks. There's a lot of jewelry in gold, platinum. Some even in mithril. She's got some diamonds. She doesn't have any like weapons or anything. But she does have an assortment of unlabeled like potions too. So
unlabeled potions?
Yeah,
that sounds dangerous.
That does. I don't even buy unlabeled canned goods. Like what the fuck would I do?
Mystery sale.
They're back behind her. Like it's not like something you just like reach out and grab. You'd have to inquire about them.
Take them.
Yeah.
No, the skull's edging me on. I'm gonna ignore this. Yeah. The skull's always bad.
What's up? What's Melody doing?
I ask her name first.
She says, "Oh, how very kind of you. My name is Madame Beatrice.
And okay.
What might I call you, dearie?
Lies.
Melody.
She says, "Oh, what a perfectly splendid name, Melody." Melody, she says, "Would you fancy a reading?"
Sure.
She's fantastic. Could I borrow your hand for a minute?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Seen this movie one time or two.
Mike, or yeah.
Put the hand.
So she's gonna
put the hand.
This reminds me of Drag Me to Hell.
Is she gonna
snot in Melody's mouth real fast when she looks at her too?
No.
Yeah, you forgot about that, didn't you?
So while she's sort of interacting with Melody, is the rest of the group doing anything? What's Fiamma doing?
This is crying.
Fiamma's stretching it out.
Cool, Gray.
It's been
you
a long cart ride.
I'm gonna watch this unfold.
Traitor. Yeah.
Cool, Wildheart. What are you up to?
Traitor.
Thinking about scalping every one of you.
Jesus.
All right. And what is Yona doing? The bear.
Ah.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, none of y'all remember his name. I do.
I remembered after a second.
Put me on his head.
Yona.
Yona, isn't it?
Yeah, Yona.
Yeah, Yona. Like Yona of the Dawn.
Yeah.
So what is Yona doing?
She's taking
a crap in the woods? That's fine.
Yes.
All right. So Melody, back to you then. She's got your palm, and she's, like, tracing the palms in your hands. And then she sort of awkwardly starts tracing your finger, like, up your arm a little bit.
Miss says he's seen this before in a moment.
And she says,
"Pardon me, miss, but you have something inside you."
Definitely seen this in a movie once.
How do you respond?
Rip it out.
Yeah, there was an accident in combat.
She says, "If you like, I could pull it out."
Yes,
do it.
This is exactly how everything started.
Don't pull it out. Leave it in.
Leave it in. I turn around and I'm like, "Guys, do you think this is safe?" Like,
the fuck are we pulling out of you? I'd be honest, I forgot what was inside of you right now.
She said,
"My
player level black.
My pullout game is strong."
I look at the old lady and I'm like, "Mine too, girl." Not one time in whatever 600 years or whatnot I've been alive.
Well,
but I realize she's like, I could
free you of your burden.
Don't do it.
That sounds like death. But can I ask her if it's safe?
She's it's quite safe, my dear. You won't feel a thing.
No.
Believe in the cards, Yugi. Believe in the cards.
Okay.
She says, "If you want to keep your affliction, you certainly can."
Melody would trust her. Melody would trust her.
She says, "Oh, thank heavens! I can't bear to see you suffer any longer."
This is why we don't have nice things.
She says, "Could I take your other hand as well?"
Sure.
She takes both hands and she starts chanting. She's like, "So long, Shimori, so for a demon."
We're about to watch Melody.
I think a demon's about to come out of my fucking living room right now. What the fuck?
And you feel your body like tense up, and your arms sort of your muscles tensen in your arms. And
Mike, I think you watched something before we played this
game. It does feel as though...
It's like play-by-play.
it does feel as though, almost like your muscles are being drawn from your body is the feeling that you're getting.
Oh, it's called release.
And it starts leaving from your fingertips, and we see the black goo in cloud form start emanating from your arms, and she pulls her arms back as she's just drawing it forth from you.
Was it coming out of her pores?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss is stepping back right now.
And then she sort of arcs her hands in a motion over her head, and the goo forms into like this cloud and mist above her head. As she pulls it up, she starts cackling.
Oh, no.
And she starts getting younger. You can see, like, her wrinkles start to,
oh, no!
Tighten into, like, firm skin. And she stands erect.
Erect.
Yeah, but not in, that way, obviously.
Full of vigor.
Yeah.
Created a cyborg.
And
black goo.
Thanks a lot, Melody.
So, before
okay,
you...
Okay, I gotta ask, did you base this off of this image, or did you have this image made? What the fuck?
I based it off the image.
Okay!
So, I was like, that's what's gonna happen.
okay!
Anyways,
beautiful.
And you see her, like I said, she now looks like early 20s in front of you.
She looks hot as shit.
And
this is the right Benjamin Button.
She's still cackling. She's just laughing.
You fools! You know not what you've unleashed.
And
turned into Gollum just now.
Yep. she casts one hand.
Wow, she's hotter, but God, she doesn't need to talk.
I was about to say, pretty girl, ugly laugh.
She casts one hand forward, and some of the black mist swirls around Mist's belt and lifts the skull off of it.
Fuck! I hold on to the skull.
roll on strength.
Oh my god, this is bad. Hey guys, just FYI, my strength has always been a -1. because I don't use strength, I use dex. So this might go fucking terrible. Hey, yes.
Oh,
yeah,
look.
Yeah. So,
I probably can't do shit because, like,
when the skull is ripped from you, it doesn't damage you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damage you. It doesn't matter.
It causes you to stumble forward, but you are not damaged. Good for you. So the skull, it twists
like,
up.
Bitch, fuck you. That's my skull. Give it back.
It twists up and lands beside her, and it starts forming body and clothes.
It twists up.
Yeah. And Skelly is giving life once more. What does Skelly say?
Well, he's back.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Fiona's gonna look at Melody and be like, "I told you I should have burned that fucking skull."
How that wasn't the one that I had. Doing? So
yeah, that was mine.
So then. Then, as this is happening, she casts her other hand forward, and another bolt of the black mist shoots forth. It circles behind Gray and feeds into his backpack.
Hey, now.
Oh, God!
Oh, shit.
Gray's backpack bursts open.
Yes.
Because inside, the dragon is growing in size.
Yes.
And it's growing dark all around it, and the dragon flies to the side of the woman.
No.
What the hell?
Simba!
Yes.
What the fuck?
And lands beside her.
I don't remember what that thing's called, but it killed a wizard. I saw it.
It lands beside her.
Balrog.
And
yeah, Balrog, that's right.
Yeah. It says to her, "My liege, I am at your command."
Mist throws his hood back and screams, "You shall not pass."
No cap, though. That skeleton looks kind of cool as fuck. Yeah.
And then then she takes her hands and clasps them together, and the mist like disperses and forms a dome of like shadow around everyone in the party. There's a nice little radius. So you are now covered in all sides by this dark domed mist and these three things before you. And she says, "And now your life forces shall sustain me and give me the life I need for the next 1,000 years. What do you do?
Fiamma's going to shout, "As if, bitch." And she's going to open a channel to the Burning Plains.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and do this. And what's the day? It don't matter.
It
doesn't matter. It's going to happen regardless. Yeah. Oh, it's going to happen regardless.
Where's the
wee
fuck section?
Yeah, it's going to happen regardless of what happens unless I roll nothing. Yeah, no. Right. We're just going to. Yeah, that's going to guarantee happen. That's not even with the +2. I'm transforming.
All right.
Yeah, that's happening.
All right, guys. You have to give me like 1 second. My audio just died, and then we'll come back. So I'm gonna reset.
Okay.
Roll 20's being
a bitch.
Yeah, it is. All right, we're back.
Of course.
Is he back?
I'm back.
Yes.
Is the audio back?
I think so.
I mean, I can hear him.
Do you can hear it? Yeah.
Well, I mean on Twitch.
Yep. Yeah, it should be good now. Alright, so yeah.
Yeah, I can hear myself. I can hear Mike on Twitch, yeah.
And then Mike disappeared.
We've got someone on Twitch called Atomic Fire. Is like, is this the Shadow Realm? Because this could get bad.
Yes. So, yeah. Alright, hello to Atomic Fire. Thank you for joining us. So yeah, you've got these three figures. Skelly, you should have a lot to say right now. What are your words?
Y'all are fucked. Thanks for the ride, bitches, but it's my turn.
What's on fire
now?
Is Mike T. What's up, Mike T?
I know hey, who that Mike was. T. That's his gamer name, too. Why do you think I responded the way I did? I wouldn't say that to someone I didn't know.
Nice. All right, cool.
I like that. Apparently, everyone's using their gamer tags as their Twitch tags too.
I do want to say we've got a number of viewers right now. So if you haven't commented, comment and let us know you're there. Make some suggestions. You know, we're obviously down to make it crazy and fun. So
watch them die.
Yeah.
We're DTF. I mean DTS, man.
Yes.
No, no, it's DTF.
Skelly, you're gonna take a move. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna look right at Melody. I'm gonna look right at her.
Am I even conscious?
Do you have
any final words? I wanna hear them. I wanna hear them right now.
Yeah,
what do you have to say about yourself?
Tell him you want those rocks back from his fucking eyes.
What do you have to say, Melody?
I do. I yell, I want my rocks back.
I slap her upside the head with my cane before she can finish that sentence.
Yeah, roll a roll to fight danger, Melody.
On what?
On your dex, I guess.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Can we even see through the shit that's covering us?
Yeah, yeah, you can see. It's just sort of like dim. It's dimmer.
Okay.
Than normal. Yeah. So yeah, okay. So yeah, you definitely dodge. So Skelly, you're swinging at her. How do you dodge a swing?
I duck.
Okay, cool.
I've expected this before.
Skelly, you're still getting used to your body.
You gotta work out the kinks. It's been a bit. I haven't had a body in forever. This is great.
So Melody has like your original skull on her belt. What do you? And it's got a tattoo on it. What do you say to that?
Oh no. I'm gonna replace it with yours, Melody. That's how this is gonna go, and you know it. You know by the end of this adventure, I'm replacing it with yours.
Cool. All right, so, Greg, you're a werewolf, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Super werewolf.
Yeah, yeah. What's Miss doing?
Miss is going to use his technique he's only used once called Escape Route to get the fuck out of this mist that's covering him.
You could roll for that, except for it's unescapable. It's an alternate dimension.
Oh, that's horse shit, man.
Yep. In order to escape, you're going to have to murder the witch.
All right, then I'm going to seduce the witch.
Taking the big D route. Gotcha.
On charisma. Yeah, I got a +2 on that. It's happening.
Roll.
Seduction.
Roll. Yeah! All
right. So what do you say to her?
I'm like, damn, that's a lot of leg. Woo! Take that hood off for me, baby.
She looks at you, and she says, "Oh, you want some of this?
See,
prepare yourself."
Hockey accent.
No, I'm not into it anymore.
Roll defy danger. Roll defy danger.
I'm gonna do it on Dex. Missed hip thrust at her.
Yeah. Jokes on you. She's a succubus.
So she sends some of the mist, and it starts trying to fill your holes. You suffer some slight damage as she does it, but you do manage to clinch before it enters you.
It's more emotional scarring.
I was about to say shame damage.
You only take 7 damage.
Jeez, man.
And, you know, physical damage.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. I need to like move my character. Doop, doop,
doop, all doop, right, doop, doop. Guys, I'm feeling real fairy bomby all of a sudden.
All right, so Fiamma, what are you doing?
Fiamma's going to call a hellstorm. She's going to open a channel to the burning plains.
All right,
I'm calling a firestorm in.
Roll for it.
Can't believe I can't escape. It's bullshit.
Roll. Thank you. Oh, cool. God. Oh, shit. So, regardless of what I roll, it happens. On a miss, something cruel, intelligent, and hungry comes with the storm.
Jeez. Oh, what the fuck? That means that it'll fight them, too. It doesn't give a shit about either all of us.
No. It's going to try to eat everything.
It's intelligent.
Yeah, everything. That's what I'm saying, though, but it'll fight those bastards, too. What the shit?
Also,
shark kaiju.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say bullshit. Sorry, guy. God, that thing is disgusting.
Yes, it is. I don't like the holes in it. It's making me uncomfortable.
It's got plenty of holes for big horny D.
It does. Horny D's not here though.
Orifices for days, and it's really disturbing.
Kind of. I'm sure he's caught the scent.
So yeah, this weird porous shark creature pours out of the like, portal that you. Create. And it just
by the way,
name waffles.
Literally everybody in the area of a small village is gonna take fire damage now.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll that.
I don't have a roll for it, that's up to you.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Everyone and everything in the area takes damage as appropriate.
Yay!
Because fire pours like rain from it within an area about equal to a small village.
Eight. Everyone takes 8 damage. Don't count your armor.
Aha! Uh-huh. You all suck. I get a +2 to fire resistance, so I only take 6.
Yeah. So everyone take that damage as the fire rains.
Even magical
down.
Armor?
If you have a magic resistance, then you can deduct that because it is a magical effect.
Alright.
So as this thing drops to the ground, the lady with the black mist, she says, "You've brought a friend to play. Fabulous. I know it will just adore me." And she takes both hands and holds them forward, and more of the black mist starts filling in the holes of the poor shark.
The shark lets out a moan.
The shark's eyes change from gross. Purple to red. It pulls both arms back and just screams out with rage, this deafening, echoing roar inside the dome that echoes off of all sides. You can feel the pressure of the scream bearing down on you. What is Wildheart doing?
Stab your friends.
I guess I'm going to
do it.
All right. Roll for and roll for damage. Who are you attacking?
The witch.
Okay. All right.
That's 6.
All right. Cool. You run into to Damager. How do you do it? Are you shooting her?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you shooting her at?
Oh no, that's 7 because I got a +1 bow. That's
okay.
In the chest where her heart probably isn't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it definitely like hits her in the chest. She starts to bleed. And the blood drips down a little bit and then draws back up and then like starts surrounding the bow and then just draws it into her. While that's happening, the dragon leaps towards you and with a crack of his fire whip wraps it around your throat and drags you to the ground. And you take 3 damage as he pulls you to the ground. What is Gray up to?
I guess the Gray's gonna attack the witch. It's literally all he can do.
Yeah.
At this point. Jesus fucking Mike. Oh, I have to roll 2 attack. See if that even makes it. No, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. So as you run into attack the witch, the shark monster charges you and headbutts you, knocking you into the sidewall of the dome, and you take 1 damage. Look at that! You are a lucky friend.
I take none.
So yeah, as you hit the side of the wall, Melody, what's happening?
I don't know. I wanna gag the witch with one of these pamphlets, but that's not gonna happen. Goes to 11, so they try to attack each other.
Okay.
Alright, that happens.
Cool, which one are you attacking? Or which one are you using?
The witch.
Cool. Alright,
so she's going to feel the need to attack one of her own party.
Yeah, yeah. You do it, it sort of fills her like ears and her brain with the desire to kill, and she says, "Who better to die than my newest toy?" And she pulls out from behind her a vial and tosses it. And the vial, like, bursts on the thing's head. And part of its face, like, melts off. And it takes 3 damage. Just 3 damage. As it sort of starts melting a little bit of its face off. It screeches out in pain. And it looks like it wants to attack her. It starts to charge for half a second. And then it, like, bows its head and backs up a little bit, whimpering. If I can get everyone to roll Defy Danger real quick.
On what?
Dex or strength.
Yep, I'm not getting touched.
11. 10.
Yeah, definitely not getting anything.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
See, this tracks. Yeah. When it doesn't really fucking matter, we're getting good rolls here.
Yeah. The dragon starts breathing just sort of a rain of like small meteorite fireballs, and they're shooting in all different directions. But they manage to whiz by all of you. Only Wildheart takes just a slight graze from these fireballs. So Wildheart, you take just 1 fire damage as one just sort of like grazes by you. Then Skelly, what are you doing?
I'm going to swing at Melody. In fact, I'm not just going to swing at Melody. That's too easy. I'm going to do like a twirling kick right in the side of her head because, you know, I gotta make it flashy. Yeah, what this is about now. Melody, you ain't getting away from this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Melody, that outfit. Roll Defy Danger on deck.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Oh, fuck. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Nice.
So, Skelly, roll your damage. That's 2d10 for you.
What? Damn! Get out of here! Oh my god, you are so dead!
Damn!
So yeah, describe the hit for me, Skelly. Describe how it happens.
Well, I'm just kind of looking at her, just kind of dancing back and forth, and I just start spinning and just come up right higher, just right in the side of the head with my foot.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Connect all the right in the.
You can hear an audible crack as you like partially damage her skull. Millie, you go flying and fall to the ground. You know it's pretty damaging as Skelly is attacking you. Do you yell anything after it happens, Skelly?
Yeah. Your overconfidence will be your undoing. My revenge is at hand, Melody.
Jeez.
Yep. Cool.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Cool. What are we back to Fiamma now? Who you know. Called down death upon everyone.
By surprise. Let's
yep.
see.
Yeah, Fiamma, what's going on?
Well, of course, that firestorm is still raging.
Mm-hmm.
Fiamma's just going to say fuck this and try to leave.
There we go.
Yeah, you can't, but okay.
Yeah, we can't. She's going to try.
I already fucking tried that.
That's fine.
There's nothing that can do.
How are you trying to leave?
I had to catch up. There we go.
Let's see.
Tell me how you're trying to do it.
I'm going to take the 1 green flare canister I have left and try to make a smoke screen.
Okay.
By igniting it.
Yeah.
Coward.
Are you trying to ignite it like against the wall or just in the general vicinity?
No, straight up tossing in the air and like tossing fire at it.
Okay, cool. Roll Defy Danger with your dex, please.
Oh, no.
Cool. 6.
Yeah,
we're all gonna burn.
When you launch into the air, the dome in a defensive mechanism pours down a part of itself to squash the flare on top of you, and it explodes on you, and the dome itself squishes you into the ground, and you take 12 damage.
Holy
fantastic.
Shit.
So.
You will die here. There is no escape.
Fuck you, skeleton!
So, meanwhile, the gypsy lady is like, please, the more you struggle, the tastier it is. So, yep. Miss, what's happening?
Panic. fuck. What am I gonna do? Fuck it. I'm just gonna go at the witch lady with my rapier.
Okay.
Report. Try to slice her up. Yeah, she's gonna get stunned, boy.
Yeah, yeah. And then roll your damage.
D8 plus 1. I think it's plus 1. It's been a while since I've used this thing. Yes, it is. 6.
All right, where are you hitting her?
Right in her uterus.
All right.
Because I hate her.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
she did violate you, miss.
As you stand,
yeah,
in the
she
uterus.
Did. So she's lucky it's in her uterus.
She just stands there and lets it happen, right? She doesn't even flinch. As you stab her in the uterus, she says,
"If that's the action you wanted, you just had to tell me."
She just stands there. She's bleeding, but like the blood starts creeping its way up your rapier. But you managed, like, are you going to jerk it back?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to jerk it back.
Because you do manage to jerk it back and jump back before it, like, consumes the rapier. And she says,
"A few more like that and I just might get excited."
Put your sword in crazy. That's what happened.
Yeah. And crazy responded.
Yep. Cool. What is Gray up to? Gray, you're picking yourself up off the side of the dome there. What are you doing?
Well, that didn't hurt a bit. So we're going.
Oh, hello.
We are going to attack her again.
So,
I had a thought, and I was like, yeah. "No, not
so,
yet."
About this time, the both the shark and the dragon.
That's what that is.
Are whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah,
they're sort of closing in front of her to sort of like block attack. So if you want to get to her, you're gonna have to roll Defy Danger to get to her.
Well, I guess this is the time I die anyway, so I will. So since I have to roll Defy Danger, I have On the Move, which gives me a plus 1 when I'm doing it. So we will go. Oh yeah, that's happening.
Cool. Yeah. So you're skirting around, your dragon Simba does swipe at you with his axe, and he just mildly grazes your arm as you run by, but like doesn't get full contact. So you just take 4 damage as you run by him, but you do get to her. Now roll for your attack on her.
On a 9?
Yes. Seven to 9 is with a consequence.
Oh my god. Sure okay. is.
Yeah.
So now we'll roll in your attempt to attack her.
Yeah.
Okay, and then roll your damage.
That's a 10, a 4, and a 6. And that's all.
And how are you attacking her?
I'm going to... Jesus Christ, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to attack her straight in the chest. Try to stab her in the chest with my hand.
Okay.
Well, rear back my hand.
All right. Are you still using your claw weapons?
Or just like... I mean, they're technically just always there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, okay. Yeah. So you stab her right in the chest. She takes half a step back, and then rears her knee forward, puts it in your chest. So she takes the, what is it, 8 damage? So she takes 8 damage, and then knees you in the chest. You take 2 damage, as she knocks you back from her. While that's happening, what is Wildheart up to?
I'm running through to attack the witch.
Okay, roll on Defy Danger to get to her.
And so is my bear.
Yeah, man, you skirt by and one skirt by the other, Gray has just like been knocked past you. You just passed Gray, and you reach her. What are you doing?
Going to attack with my short sword.
Okay.
With my bear. All
right, roll for the attempt.
Oh yeah, I gotta roll. Okay.
2d6 on your decks. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and then roll for damage. Okay.
Six.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how do you do it?
I cut her on the wrist because it seems like that's where she likes to be cut.
Okay. So You definitely cut her wrist. And as you're cutting it, she wraps her hand around the blade and then grabs your wrist and then draws you in close. And she says, "You smell like the forest, dearie." And then she licks the side of your face.
Ugh.
And then headbutts you. And when she headbutts you, you take... Where'd it go? Yep. 11 damage as she headbutts you, knocking you back to about where Gray is. So Gray gets knocked past you. You stab her. She headbutts you. You knock back about to where Gray has just landed. And Melody, what are you doing?
Trying to heal, because that's...
Okay, roll for it.
That's all I can do. Okay, oh, thank God. All right, so... Okay, so that's an 8, and I can do that for one other person, and I'll give that 8 health to Wildheart.
All right, and then can I get everyone to roll Defy Danger?
Of course, yeah.
On deck.
I just healed, so you know why.
Whoa.
Not?
Yeah, 11.
Hold on.
Good at dodging, bad at attacking.
That's correct.
That seems to be a trend today.
That's always all a trend right. With me.
Yeah. Oh. All right, so the witch lady, she kneels down and puts her hands on the ground. And suddenly spikes, wooden spikes, like roots, start just jutting out of the ground left and right. Let's see. Gray, you take 10 damage from it. Let's see. Wildheart and...
Wait, I also...
Oh, you own it. Yeah, so you're also taking 10 damage then.
Okay, well, guys. Okay, all right, we're still. Never mind.
And then, Wildheart rolled a 5. Wildheart, you take just 6 damage. Look at that. Bigger dice, less damage. As these things are jetting out of the ground and hitting you left and right, the rest of you managed to dodge them. As they sort of shoot left and right. Skelly, what are you doing?
A 2.
Oh, no. Don't fade on me yet, Melody. We have so much more fun to be had right now. I'm going to run up and attempt to stab her with the end of the cane.
Perfect outfit for a clown.
We were just rated by Dokudel. Thank you very much. It's a cosplay friend of mine, so okay. We certainly appreciate the raid. Sorry, Skelly, what are you doing?
Running up and stabbing Melody with the cane.
Okay, Melody, roll Defy Danger with your dex.
All right.
So you'll only do like half damage. So just roll your 1d10 there, Skelly. So, Melody, how are you attacking her?
I'm just running up and kind of doing like a little like funny little rapier, like I'm twirling it around, kind of doing a little dance. I'm just gonna like try to get her like over the head, just stab her right in the chest.
Yeah. So you do manage to dodge a lot of the hit. How do you do that, Melody?
Well, I have a 3 armor, so it literally makes contact, but the armor basically refracts it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So Skelly is doing his dance with Melody. Melody clinging to life. Mist, what are you up to right now?
I'm drinking a damn health potion.
Cool.
That's what I'm doing. That's what, a straight?
It's a 10?
Yeah.
Straight 10? Yeah. All right. Fiamma, what are you up to?
Fiamma is going to be like, all right, motherfuckers. And she's going to Zuko style the, fire that's coming out of the firestorm to try and burn the witch.
Okay. Go for it.
Cool. It kind of succeeds.
Yeah. Cool. And then roll a d8 of damage.
Awesome.
Cool.
Super happy with that.
All right. So she takes just a little bit of the fire comes towards her. She spreads her hands like in front of her, forming a wall of mist, so it slows the descent of the blast down. So it does hit her, just a little bit of splash damage, but she mostly dampens most of it.
By the by, this has just been falling the entire time too.
Yeah, it's just falling all around. I mean, I guess it's falling like slow enough. You guys are mostly managing to dodge it for the moment. When you do that, the shark takes pretty major offense, holds its arm out, and like the harpoon little thing that's on its arm shoots out. And as it shoots out, you can see as it's coming towards you, there's like fleshy, like almost like umbilical cord, like attached to it, connecting to its arm. And it like whizzes by you and sort of just like grazes you, on your side. And you take
disgusting.
I know. You take 5 damage as it cuts you, whizzing by. And then it retracts it. It starts retracting it back to itself. What is Gray doing right now?
Yeah, Gray's going to drink a potion.
All right, cool. Just want to say what's up to Matt Black, who's joined the chat. Thanks so much for joining us. Glad to have you.
What is that? Just a straight 10 roll?
Yeah, it's 10. Straight 10. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, that potion was fucking worthless.
It's a straight 10, not a roll. You just take 10...
Oh, yeah, when you take it out of your adventure gear, you roll on it, but we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. So yes,
it's just a straight 10 then.
And make sure to mark the potion off, because you guys can only carry 2. So all right, Wildheart, what are you doing now? Both you and Gray are right there in between the gypsy witch and those two creatures. You're in the center of them. What are you doing?
I'm going to attack the witch again.
Okay. Roll for it. Yeah, nice. All right, how do you do it?
With my bear, obviously.
Yeah, cool. So roll damage.
With my bear, obviously. I'm sorry.
4
damage. Yeah, cool. How do you and your bear attack the gypsy witch?
I cut her on the wrist again, and my bear bites her thigh.
Cool. Yeah. See, you run up, and you and the bear are attacking her, and as you're attacking her, she's taking the damage. You can see her bleeding a little bit, she leans in close, it's almost like you feel like you're moving in slow motion. She's moving very quickly, and she leans in and she says, "If you try this any longer, I don't know how I can bear it anymore." And then, she uppercuts you into the bear, knocking you both back.
Wow!
You, oh, good.
You don't take.
I was hoping you were going for the pun.
Yeah, you don't take any damage. It's just like almost like a force field blowback, and it knocks you back a few feet in between the these two here, the shark and the dragon. Can I get both you and Gray to roll Defy Danger on your decks?
Of course.
Cool. The dragon now has taking his axe, and he's sort of swinging it wildly in the group, just trying to chop you up. He's, like, chopping the ground where you guys are sort of, like, have landed. And he doesn't manage to, like, make any real solid hits, but he does graze you with the axe as he's hitting around you. And so you both just take 4 damage as he's chopping away at the ground where you're at, and he's sort of just, like, nicking you here and there. Melody, what are you doing?
Quick question about one of the items I have.
Sure.
To use the scissors, what would I roll on? Your
camera froze.
Whose?
Oh, there it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. Amanda was frozen for a minute.
Good. So, what, it just depends on what you want to do with them. What are you trying to do?
Well, remember, the scissors don't cut anything except for emotions.
Right, but who are you trying to cut, and how are you trying to cut them?
Skelly.
Okay, so you're going to have to roll on your dex for the attempt, basically.
Okay. Got it.
All right, so you're going to cut, like, an emotion, but you don't get to choose the emotion. So,
never mind. Okay, all right, sure.
Yeah,
of course.
So you run up to Skelly.
Wasted that. All right.
You run up to Skelly. Skelly, she cuts at what seems to be an invisible, like, tendril coming from your body. It cuts one of your emotions. What emotion are you losing?
Of course.
Shame.
Okay.
All right. Losing shame.
Lose your shame.
Damn it.
Yeah. Can I get Fiamma, Melody, and Mist to roll Defy Danger?
Well, crap. I thought I was doing something. All right.
Yeah.
Meh. Cool. The gypsy lady takes from behind her cloak another potion, and she throws it against the wall of the dome behind you, and it starts raining down sort of this acidic like rain. For Melody and Fiamma, you just are getting hit by a little bit of it. It's just a slight spray. You're only going to take 8 damage.
So anyway,
you're only going to take. So I'm going to have to break a bond real quick
as it eats away at you. Mist, you managed to dodge it. Are you rolling out of the way, or what? How are you dodging this? That is Mist.
I just stepped behind Fiamma.
Cool. All right.
Cool. All
right. So Fiamma, what's happening right now?
I have to break a bond in order not to die.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What bond are you breaking?
Let's take a look at my bonds real quick. See which one I'm going to break. All right. Right now I'm going to break my bond with Melody for now. I don't really do anything with her anyways.
Okay.
It probably doesn't matter.
You're
going to get 3 health.
I feel like you're just going to forget she even exists. So
that's okay, because
you're going to be confused as to who this person is.
I kind of don't.
So, okay. And what do you get? You get 3 health back, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you rain 3 health. You fall to the ground, how does breaking the bond look like? What happens to you when this effect takes place?
Everyone hears an audible snap, and then I just rise back to my feet.
Cool. You pull back up. No one knows what's going on, though. You hear a snap, and you see Fiamma just, like, rise back to her feet. Does anyone think she's a zombie right now?
No.
All right, cool. Fiamma is rising from the dead.
I gotta roll 2 flat D6s.
Are you dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. We'll come back to that. All right. So you just hold all on. Right. Hold on to being dead for a minute.
Cool.
What? Let's see. We need Mr. Fiamma. All right. Great. Then. All right. Great. What are you up to?
Well, where am I right now?
You're still in between between the 3 of these. And the dragon's been like chopping at you at the ground, trying to like chop you up.
I'm in between all 3 of them?
Yes.
Fuck it, we're going for a Hail Mary. I'm going to pull a bomb out of a backpack. I'm going to kill everybody. Fuck it.
All right, what are you going to do with it? Where are you throwing it?
No, oh, no, we're not throwing it. I'm going to grab onto the witch, and we're going to go.
roll defy danger for grabbing onto her.
Oh, she's taking it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to, yes.
On dex. 2d6 on dex.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah.
She's coming.
So you grab onto her, and you just hold the bond. Do you say anything to her?
I'm gonna stuff this bitch down her throat.
It's all you can do. Just like grab onto her with the bomb before it goes off.
I'm a fucking werewolf.
Yeah, yeah. So you've run up to her, avoiding the other two creatures. You've grabbed onto her.
Okay.
What are you? Yep. Cool. Yeah.
Kid.
Trying to impregnate her? Is that what's happening?
No, I was telling her, go.
Child is happening.
So,
Which werewolf, maybe? Let's go.
I hold it up to her face and I go, you owe me a scream.
Cool. She grabs the back of your head and pulls it even closer with the bomb
in
between.
Yeah, let's go.
With the bomb in between you, and she says, Ada, Ada.
Let's do this.
Roll a... You know, I'm feeling generous. Roll a d20.
Oh, we're both probably dead. Not too old, but let's go.
Yeah,
let's
cool.
go.
Hold on. All right. So, the bomb explodes. And you both take 10 damage.
It's a good day to die.
It knocks you back both... knocks you both back from each other. You can see like a visible like scarring.
Would that minus my armor?
Sure.
Sure.
Burnt tissue. You can see part of her like corset has been blown away. And as she like flies back, she hits the tree, and then she like her head goes to the side, and then she like just like stands back up, head forward, and you can see sort of. Like light around the wounded area start to slowly close back in, and she says,
"This bitch is immortal, guys. I can't do anything else."
She got a lot of health. She's like,
she got a lot of.
She says to you, "If you wanted to tickle me, hun, you just had to ask." She says, "I hope there's bigger explosions than that from you, because that's just not enough, honey." Wildheart, what are you doing?
Did I get hit by that?
You know what? Roll
I don't think
danger.
No. He got. Didn't he get thrown backwards though?
No. He was like there, sort of in the mix with you guys. So roll defy danger. And,
I am so sorry, Wildheart.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, on a nine, I'll say you were like far enough away, like it didn't. You know, you managed to like dodge the blast. There's some fun stuff going on in chat. You should check it out. I'm not going to read it online.
I can't see it.
Yeah. So anyways, the blast does miss you. What are you doing?
Ooh, I also agree with Werewolf, yes.
Say what now? Sorry.
Going to attack her.
All right. All right. And roll for some damage.
It was 10.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right, so how do you do it? Don't let your dreams be dreams. Never stop stopping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess I'm just going to slice her... across the chest.
All right, cool. Yeah. Are you slicing her where she's like sort of like in mid healing, or are you slicing her higher up?
Yeah, right in her open wound.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. You even slice and it pushes the light back a little bit, and the wound opens up a little bit more as you cut her, and some like blood spilling out. As you're doing that, the shark like grabs you with his claws and then like chucks you backwards. As he chucks you backwards. You take, but you rolled a 9 right on that, so 9, right. You just take 4 damage as you go flying backwards, back towards where like Melody, Amist, and Fiamma sort of are. Melody.
Yep.
You're on the ground, sort of dying. Roll your two flat d6.
Wow, why is this one taking a while? Okay. Yeah.
Well, you may be dead.
Why did I expect this?
Yep. So as you're lying there on the ground, dead, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The skull that you have on your belt, it starts whispering to you, and it says,
"Kill them all! Kill them all!"
And so your sort of almost dead lifeless hand grabs the skull, bashes it on the ground, breaking the back of it off, and then you put the front of it on your face like a mask. And then you rise up. You now have 50 health, and you do a d12 of damage. And you feel the urge to kill everyone that was your former party.
Yes. Oh, God!
Yes!
So, as you're rising up, can I get the other four of you to roll Defy Danger on your deck, please?
Nine?
Yeah, boy. Oof. Come at me.
All right, cool. At this time, let's see. Wildheart, you're floating against the wall. Gray, you're over there. So, Gray, you're still over there with the witch. And the witch, like, strolls up to you. She goes to sort of just, like, kick you in the head with her foot. You do manage to start rolling away, so she doesn't get full contact. She sort of just grazes you. So you take just two damage as she just, like, nicks the side of your head with her boot.
I'm going to take no damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wildheart, as you stand up from being flung, you see the axe that the dragon was holding flying at you. It's spinning. It grazes you, causing three damage as you sort of just start dodging out of the way. It just sort of cuts you, like, on the shoulder a little bit, going by. Then Fiamma, the shark has launched its sort of umbilical cord spear thing at you yet again. You've like ducked and rolled to the ground, and it's only like just skinned across your back. It only does two damage as it goes by. It starts retracting it again. Fiamma, what are you doing right now?
Let's see. Fiamma's a little pissed, so she's gonna try and bolster the courage of everyone else in the party.
Okay.
She's gonna be like, "Come on, guys, fucking fight better or something." I don't know.
Wow.
Damn, that might have the negative effect. Are you not working
it's
for
a
us?
Nine.
No, that totally
so sucked.
It worked. Y'all have low ass standards.
Yes, we do.
The effect is fleeting, and they realize it's superficiality and resort to cowardice after a moment or two.
Okay, so what does it give everybody? Sorry,
it just bolsters their courage, so they have no fear and doubt.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay, cool.
It's just a rallying of apathy.
Sure.
Come on, you sons of bitches. Fight better.
So, Mist, what are you doing?
Oh, shit. What am I doing? I'm going to... Shit, I don't know. I'm going to attack the... I'm going to attack the Mist chick again.
Okay. Roll Defy Danger to get to her.
Cool, man. On Dex, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that happens.
All right. So you start weaving and dodging to get through to her. Skelly, He's going to attack your mistress. You're gonna try and attack him. What do you try to do?
I'm gonna try to trip him up with that cane, whack him right in the knees.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm tired of you doing this.
Yeah.
This ends.
So yeah. So the skeleton swings at your knees. You go to jump over the staff, and you do. But like, as you land, it was a pretty rough landing. You get a shin splint, right? So you land with a shin splint. It's 3 damage from the shin splint. But you do make it to the witch. Now roll for attacking her.
All right. Of course, that tracks.
How are you trying to attack her?
I was just going to slice her.
Cool. So yeah, you go to slice. As she sees it happening, she takes her hands and does like a sort of a wrapping motion. The mist flowing out of her hands, wrapping around your rapier. As you make your slashing motion, she turns the blade around in your hands, and it comes like into you. She thrusts it into you, forcing you back. You take 20 damage as it pins you to a tree.
The fuck, man. The fuck.
So you are now impaled with your own dagger into the
tree. Yeah, I might be fucking dead.
And you'll also be stunned because you were hit with the stun dagger.
I took 14 fucking damage off of that.
Yep. And so you're down for a round two. So as you're stuck on the tree, Gray, what are you doing?
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, look what just happened to him.
Finish what we started, Gray. Turn on them.
Oh, Jesus,
you can still
I can't
be saved.
Oh,
You can still be saved.
Nah.
Destroy them.
Nah.
Finish what
we're gonna
we started.
I'm gonna have to attack this skull in a minute.
this point, it's wish one.
We're just gonna go attack. We're gonna attack her again.
All right.
She's right there.
Yeah.
She should have been taking bleed damage if I'd actually hit her. Let's roll on. Let's roll to attack. Yep. It's gonna happen with a consequence.
Yeah. Roll for damage.
Let's see.
That's what it's at. 8, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Okay. All right. How do you do it?
I slash at her with my claws at her chest.
Cool. Yeah, you definitely slice. You catch her across the chest with your claws. You know, slash. You know, that wound sort of just opens up more. And after you make your two slashes, Simba comes up behind you, putting his arms underneath your armpits and restraining you.
Needs to take bleed damage, us.
He holds you up and he says...
For 4 rounds.
He says, I'm sorry, Papa.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
But I must obey. And she starts laughing.
Learn how to speak quick.
She's like, she starts laughing. She's cackling at you. She's like, how does it feel to have your own little one defy you, to cause you pain? And then she just takes her hand and like jabs it into your chest with like almost like claw-like fingernails. You take 3 damage as she does so. So the dragon's got you. She's stabbing you with her fingers. Wildheart, what are you doing?
I'm going to go attack the witch again.
Okay. Roll, yep. All right. Yeah, so how were you going to attack her? What was your plan?
Cutter.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you and your bear running in, or well, you're right there, sort of ish. And you're going to cut her. Skelly, you're going to stop him. How do you do it?
Well, this time, I'm going to do a little kick flip do like a backflip and try to kick him upside the jaw.
All right, yeah, and that'll be full successful, so go ahead and just roll your damage.
How much you want me to roll on this
one? It's a 2d10.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so the skeleton, as you're running in, backflips and catches you right in the jaw with his foot, doing 14 damage. And
back off!
Knocking you flat on your ass. That happens. Melody, huh?
I'm dead.
Okay, well, we'll come back to your role in a minute for that. Melody, what are you doing?
I'm gonna attempt to slash at Mist with my ice sword. Yes. To slow his movement.
He's completely pinned and he's stunned for one round. So you.
Well, never mind. I would have succeeded anyway. Yeah. So.
Okay. Cool. Yep. And then roll your damage. All
right.
How am I stunned?
Because you were stabbed with your own stun rapier.
Yeah. Okay.
And my ice sword would slow you down anyway. So. And that's 9 damage.
All right. So you attack the pinned Mist for 9 damage. Where do you cut him? How do you hit him?
I just run at him, crazed, like in a blind rage, and just straight across the neck.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Mist, you take 9 damage. You still alive?
I have a thing called Shoot First that says I never get caught by surprise. It says when an enemy gets to drop, you get to act first.
Yeah, she didn't have the drop. You're not surprised. You saw it coming, but you're pinned to a tree.
Yeah, okay.
And stunned. So.
Well, I'm dead then.
Okay. All right, we'll come back to your death roll in a second then. Yeah. Fiamma, what are you doing?
Fiamma's going to whip out the insult stick and aim it at the aim it at the witch.
So you have the insult stick, and it says...
I already have a line.
About the insult stick.
No. Insult says, hell nah, bro. I ain't about to insult that. You are fucking crazy. No, sir. You just died and came back to life. Put me away. Put me away.
All right, then. That's it. That's all cool. I do.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right. And then, Gray, what are you doing?
Psychic damage.
Gonna attack her again.
All right.
Gonna die anyway. Okay, let's roll on this. Yeah, that ain't even happening.
Yes. So as you go to attack her, she holds her hands up above her head and clasps them together, and the mist comes out above them and forms a fist, sort of Green Lantern style. And she brings it down.
Courage now.
And the mist fist comes down on you like a hammer, dealing 2 damage, just knocking you to the ground. Wildheart, let's roll 2 flat d6 on your death roll. Yeah, you're not entirely dead. You have 1 HP, and you sort of just like gasp, and we hear "not dead yet." As you reach up, Skelly, what are you doing?
Like the great King Kong did the Godzilla, I'm gonna take that staff and shove it down Gray's throat.
Okay.
For the
great roll of Defy Danger with your dex.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Thing in half, you rebel bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
Not today.
The wolf literally bites the tip of your... bites your tip off. Let's come back to...
grown stronger, but I will kill you, traitor.
Miss, let's roll your 2 flat d6. Yeah, yeah. You're fucking alive, bitches. You also raise your head up, and you're just barely clinging to life with that 1 HP, and you're like, you just cough up some blood, but you're breathing, you're still alive. And you manage to lift yourself off the tree.
Now, because we died, does that shit around us go away?
What shit?
The fucking mist.
No, it's still going on. She's controlling that. It's still... not everyone's dead. She's...
Yeah, okay, but I died.
Yeah. So... So, anyways, yeah, you lift yourself off the tree, and you are just barely alive. Fiamma, what are you doing?
Well, the stick don't work. My fire don't work. I'm gonna throw the bird at her.
the wonky bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll on Dex for throwing it.
Go, bird.
I choose you.
Fuck.
It is now.
So he's gonna fight back.
You throw the bird, and the while you're just dicking around throwing the bird, the shark creature is launching its harpoon again. The harpoon spears you right in the chest.
Jesus.
Yeah, and you take 7 damage as it just blows through you.
Cool, gonna go ahead and roll that 1d6 again.
Yeah.
And this time I'm going to break the bomb with mist. And 1 health. I've got 1 health.
Yeah, so you have 1 health, but you're also being like drawn towards the shark creature with your 1 health. Let's see. Yep, all right. Gray. Mist, what are you doing?
I'm throwing a fucking fairy bomb. I'm over this shit.
All right.
So what do I do on that one?
Roll 2d6 on a dex.
On dex, yeah. Okay. Yep, that's happening. Fuck that. I throw it right in your fucking face.
Yeah, you throw the fairy bomb, it explodes. The fairy dust goes everywhere. She starts just breathing it in, all of it. She just like takes a big whiff, like, and she says, "The fairy dust, it's been so long." And she like,
I thought with the goo she'd have my immunities. Raises
her,
would happen.
She raises her hands up and like just clenches her fists. Can I get everyone to roll Defy Danger with your constitution?
What is my... Oh, this again. Hey, do I do a D10 of damage to her with that bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Considering I'm basically an undead demon, tracks. Do I also roll?
Yeah.
Shut up, you stupid skull. I'm going to cut you off and wear you again. You said 2d6 of con?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucked. All right. Oh, good. This is good. Yes. I am going to die high.
Yeah. So, let's see. So anyone who rolled a 6 or less, you're taking 22 damage.
Okay.
Yep. And anyone who rolled the 7 to 9 is just going to take half that.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and roll my D6 again.
D2. <Two. laughs> I died.
Yeah.
Like died.
Yep. And then...
go ahead and roll mine. Yeah.
Okay. So is that your death roll, or...
Oh yeah, it's fucking definitely my death roll.
Okay, so Gray, as you're like dead in the mist there, you're sitting there, a hooded figure walks up to you, it says to you, "Gray, my boy."
Go fuck yourself. No.
He says, "You could choose to continue suffering, or I could free you from this. What say you?"
Free me from what? Death?
I could free you from the turmoil you now face.
Do it.
It. When in doubt, choose chaos.
Trying to figure out which part is actually free.
Yeah, me too.
Am I dying here, or am I not dying here?
Choice. You just gotta choose one.
Do it.
Believe in the cards.
You don't have it last time.
Like, that's a... I don't remember what you chose. Well, I wouldn't know anyway, character-wise.
He says, suffer this nightmare or awaken to your true self.
Do it.
Choose now.
I'll suffer this nightmare.
He says, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back to the battle. You'll take a minus one ongoing for the rest of this fight. And you wake up with one HP on the ground. While that's going on,
I'm gonna be honest, I've lost track. Who all's still alive?
I am again.
Just Gray.
I'm
still alive too.
I'm
that's why I'm asking.
I'm alive-ish and on the other side.
Yeah. So we're making our rounds. Wildheart, can you roll your 2d6 on your death roll?
Okay, he's alive.
Wildheart just won't die, man. He's just barely alive.
He's super alive.
Yeah.
This is Cod Rock Part 2.
Yeah. So you're still just like not dead yet. Mist, can you roll your death roll?
Oh man. Hey!
Hey, you also just still alive. Still coughing up blood, not quite dead yet.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What miracles, the hell?
Miracles never cease, right? So Skelly, what are you doing?
What the fuck?
Well, Gray's still sitting there, okay. And I still got half a staff left.
Yeah, you do.
So we're going for the eye gouge.
Oh, no. Gray, roll Defy Danger with your dex.
I come back alive to be immediately attacked again. I'm going to call horseshit on that, but okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm staying dead this time.
Yeah, you stab it right through his eye socket into his head.
Traitor.
Yeah, I mean, the damage doesn't even matter at this point.
This cool. Death.
Mist, you're still alive. Yep. All right, Melody, what are you up? What are you up to?
All right, who's still alive?
Everyone but Gray right now is pseudo alive.
I guess I'm gonna go for Mist again, but this time I'm gonna take the shining rock out of my the glowing rock out of my pocket, take a look at it, and hurl it at Mist.
You're just gonna eat a glowing rock at him? Okay.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Cool. Well, Mist roll Defy Danger.
Bye.
Okay. Well. Cool. I hurled it really good, but
you hurled it good. It hit him. Didn't do any damage though. Cool. Fiamma, you're being dragged back to the creature with your one health. What are you doing?
I guess I'm gonna wait until I'm right up at it and then punch it in the face.
Okay, it's still dragging. It'll take it like another turn. Greg, can you roll your death roll for me?
Yeah. Good.
Cool. So yeah, Gray, you're back in that plane again, this misty plane, and you hear a familiar voice. It's the voice of Melody, and it says, Gray, wake up, Gray, God damn it, you won't wake up, and then you feel like a slight pain in your side. And you're immediately sort of jolted awake. You're laying in the back of the cart. You're just like, everyone's surrounding you. April Fools, no one's dead. What? It was all a part.
Well,
I survived with one health. That means I get all my items back, Rich.
Yes, holy
shit.
Yeah. I was this close to the spirit realm and you stole that.
Yeah.
I still had 3 bonds to break, so yeah. That was gonna last a while.
Jeez, man.
So Yeah.
So, all right, now that everybody's not fucking dead.
But they could be.
That was rough.
Look, man, the next time I was taking two bombs out, fuck you. If I was going to go, everything was going to go with me.
So, yeah, you guys are all still alive. You're just riding down the path.
So I just had a really shitty fucking dog dream.
Oh, yeah. Basically. You just had like the worst dream ever. So
I'm not telling anybody about it.
You accidentally reverted into werewolf form, and we saw you running in place.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like, Gray, why were you howling?
So Gray definitely turned into a werewolf while he was asleep.
Until that was doing a
really,
little running thing.
Really shitty nightmare.
So and Gunnery sort of goes back there. He's like, "What are you guys doing back there? Calm down." You're rocking.
Fuck you, Gunter.
He's like, you're rocking the thing. The horses are struggling.
Yeah.
And then Darren's sort of sitting in the corner, and he's like wide-eyed, like, what the F's going on right now?
This is something called sleep.
Yeah.
It happens to most people. Not all, but most.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gray's been like making some weird noises. He transformed into a werewolf in front of everyone. Darren's a little freaked out by that.
It's kind of high, right?
Darren wants to ask like what's going on, but he's too afraid right now.
Be afraid, Darren. Be very afraid.
Darren's like,
Yuma gives no shits and explains. Oh yeah, that dude's a werewolf.
Darren's like,
They already told him.
You want me to tell you how I became a werewolf?
They didn't tell Darren. They have lots of information. Darren's a little in the dark. He just knows
I
these are people.
I could have sworn that like one of the guards was like, oh yeah, he's a werewolf.
It's like How I Met Your Mother. There's like 300 episodes of something and that makes no sense.
Yeah, but
long story.
That'd be like us standing in a group and we'd have been like, oh, by the way, like Amanda's a vampire. And like if we told someone that, they'd just be like, oh, that's funny. Ha ha. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way,
just
I'm
like
a werewolf.
Just like how people laugh and I'm an angel.
Yeah. And Darren's like, that's cool. Is that contagious?
No, it's technically
if he bites you.
He's like, should you be wearing a mask? Should I be wearing a mask?
Do you want it?
Is there a vaccine?
Do you want it?
Bite
him.
No!
Do you want it?
He's like, no,
stop trying to turn people.
You want it?
He says, no, thank you.
Do I need to trip up the stairs? Now that you know I'm a werewolf, who actually the hell are you and why are we taking you really there?
He's like, I just
turned into a fucking werewolf. You better tell me.
He's like, I'm just going there to meet a girl. All right,
you're gonna go there to get eaten. And if you don't fucking tell me,
I'm telling you the truth. I just there's someone that I love, and I can't.
There is someone that you love. That is definitely feels like
gonna
that
look
is
at,
not the quest
I'm,
we're on.
I'm going to look at Gray and be like, he's telling the truth. I can promise
you that. He said the heart wants what the heart wants.
Take him hostage, sell him for a ransom.
And then I'm going to explain to Gray that I have the power to look into fire and be able to tell those good things.
And he says, and why is that skull talking? That's not
I look at him and say, "I'm sorry. It's a long, long story. Just ignore it."
Why the
seriously?
Fuck
do you need me to burn the skull?
No, why is that thing away? Skull.
I can just right there. Just
when you burn cursed items,
why
item,
is Skelly
it
awake?
The spirit, so no thanks.
So Skelly, you don't know this, but Skelly like was privy to your dream. In fact, your dream might have even like woken Skelly up a little bit. He was like, you know,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, don't burn cursed objects. It releases spirits.
Yeah.
Free me.
But if you burn the root essence of the object...
I mean, well, maybe my... Look, man, Skelly's awake now, again.
I mean, you guys are traveling. And this is a good moment. If you guys want to just take a minute and, like, if you want to use the restroom or refill your drinks, we'll just take, like,
for the love of God.
4 or 5 minute break for that, so... and I'm gonna.
Is anybody thirsty? A game? Is anybody thirsty? Get all day.
Unlimited water.
All day.
Waterboarding yourself.
Put the skull on it. Do it.
All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Let me go get some more courage fluid.
But.
Oh my god. I'm not even there.
Where's it going? I can. Yeah, I'm in charge now.
What the hell is that? Is that a cat? Are you the thing that's been walking on my car?
Yes.
It is. It ran away. Yep. That's why cats are monsters. I literally just walked to my door, and in the driveway, the cat was literally just staring at me.
Aww.
That's why they're monsters. Monsters.
Aww. It's adorable.
No, that's a monster.
It's just looking at the demon behind you.
Yeah. That is probably true. That's fine. I just need it to pay rent if it's going to stay in the house. I don't care that it's here.
I'll say mine will just randomly look in the fucking corner and there's nothing there and it won't stop staring for like 10 minutes.
As long as it pays rent, I don't care what it does. As long as it don't care. Demon can stay here. He just needs to pay rent. Little go-go juice here. Man, I ain't got a shaker. God, for no reason whatsoever. That ain't enough. Oh man, dude, if I go through this,
great.
Oh man, I should have grabbed the mead.
You got time?
No, I already made me another one of the things that I was drinking.
Have both?
No, I'm not an alcoholic, Mike. I might be after tonight, though.
I mean, alcoholism is more about like a long-term thing of drinking.
I mean, it runs in the family.
One night of drinks doesn't make you an alcoholic.
I used to drink a lot. I don't anymore. A lot.
30 nights of drinks, that makes you an alcoholic.
I used to drink a lot. I just don't drink a lot anymore. God, man, I hurt my hand bad while ago. Yeah, so I should have got some chips or something. I ain't worried about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I need to go to the restroom. What am I doing?
Ooh, fuck.
Oh, you,
So, the rest of that vodka, I've got that much of a mixer and a cup left. And, oh, fuck. You know what? I'll be right back. I'm gonna drink more whiskey. Okay, so I've decided that Honey Jim Bean tastes like those almost cigarettes.
Ass.
Like it kind of tastes like the cigarillos. It tastes like someone liquefied a cigarillo and decided to dump it in my mouth real quick.
Yeah. Dump it all in your mouth.
I came to the conversation late, but that sounds disgusting.
James, it's time to get tore up, apparently, according to Jesse.
Yes.
Also, disgusting. Yeah, no, like 100% it tastes like a liquefied cigarillo.
like one of the Cheyennes or whatever.
How in the world is Jesse still awake?
Because we're off tomorrow.
Oh, well, he's not even...
And this has been fucking entertaining.
That's a new one on me.
Well, he's still in the chat at least, because I've had that pulled up for a while. I've been interacting with him.
He knew I was going to, you know, kill you all.
So only technically I should could had to die for me to wait for all this to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, one more turn and I would have started killing party members. I would have been like, you know what? Fuck this. What can I do to not die? I have a mission that I have to complete.
This is the empty one. And this is the one I'm starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still weak, though. I finished the rest of this bottle. There was like a quarter left.
Yeah.
That's gone. I've also drank like a half a cup of whiskey, and...
I have a busy day tomorrow.
Well, that's your fault. Tomorrow.
I have tea in a T-Rex cup.
What do you really got to do tomorrow?
I got to go see Godzilla versus
King
Kong.
That is adorable.
I got to go get chickens. I gotta go.
What?
To the
you gotta go
store?
Get chickens?
I'm sorry. Are you trying to become self sufficient?
Oh, you're getting chickens now.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did finally decide on the chickens? Right,
cool. Yeah, it's happening tomorrow.
Okay.
I gotta know: is it for eggs or for meat?
Eggs.
Okay. Yeah,
not,
that makes sense.
I'm not. About
so
to
I assume
chicken.
You're getting a pretty low number of chickens.
Oh yeah, like man, six, you should plug a chicken.
Yeah, and six will produce more than we need. But
so, mom and dad actually just recently got chickens too, so they've been. Growing up in the living room.
Yeah, well, no, you have to keep them inside for like 6 to 8 weeks or so.
Yeah, no shit. Mom and dad have had chickens growing in the living room for like 4 or 5 months now.
My grandmother's been trying to talk about wanting goats, and I'm like, no.
Goats are the best. You
know,
never
but...
have to mow your lawn. And they're fucking adorable, and
they
I want like
cute,
five.
But she will not
pygmy ones. Get a pygmy goat.
Dude, pot-bellied pygmy goats are the best thing to ever exist. I would 100% carry one with me everywhere, always, if I had one.
Yeah, I would end up.
Yeah, this one's Gloria. She's
a
doll.
We live close to the woods, so things will come and get the goats, so.
That's only if you don't put a fence up, and to be honest, I can put a fence up pretty quick.
I need, like, 5 screens.
Best we can do is...
Listen, I'm going to be honest. It's always been a dream to just have one wall of screens.
That's what I need. I legit need that. Like, it's a thing.
Like, ever since I was, like, 12, I've thought it would be awesome to just have, like, a wall of computer screens that just play whatever the fuck I need.
Well, because it's like this map. I have a second version of this map with, like, a lot of notes on it.
Yeah.
You know.
See, what you need is a 360.
That is a really detailed map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a 360, like, nest of screens.
I would take credit for making it, but I didn't. So the program I use, Inkheart, you can make your own maps. There's also, like, thousands of, like, maps that other people have made that you can, like, download and then alter. So I was, like, I found one that was, like, close to what I needed, and I was, like, all right, this is Macroteer now.
To be fair, that looks pretty Macroteer-ish.
Yeah,
that looks pretty close to a port.
If you look at the actual
map, I feel like
map,
there's a decent amount of open space, but I guess that's like royal area or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we'll get into the way the town is designed.
I want to go play in the cemetery.
Yeah, to be honest, I just feel like talking from like a GM.
You mean here?
Yeah.
Yeah. so that's that is a church. There are two churches. There's that one, and then there's another one over here. What they worship, you'll have to find out later. But so this actually very closely mirrors the way that my map is, my actual, so if we look at, let's go here to this.
There are an awful lot of flammable forests there.
You know me well.
I know the party well.
Yeah. So if you look at Macroteer, sort of there's this opening and then it like feeds out like this. And so it's got sort of this bay, when I came across that map, like I said, it was just, you know, serendipitous that it basically, if you look at it, you know, here's like the bay and the mouth where it feeds in and like, you know, goes through the town itself.
Yeah, this is just like slightly turned as to how it is on the main map.
Yeah. But it's like close enough, right? I mean, it's
it's like really close, actually. Yeah.
So, you guys will be approaching from this road here. So as soon as everybody gets back, we'll get going. Like I said, this place is huge. There's several inns.
I'm just walking around.
Okay, there's several inns. There's a number of pubs. There's different types of guilds. Obviously it's a pretty big area for trade. So there's a lot of like market type stuff. I mean, they have agriculture. They've got trade. They got
So Jesse said fainting goats, fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
Ew.
What do you do once they faint?
Pick them up and use them as a fleshlight. Oh, yes. Sorry, that's a little.
That's where I was.
Step away from the goat. Jesus,
pulling at you.
You mean step away from the alcohol? Because that's what's been my issue for like the past 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I've kind of forgotten how to play Fiamma, so
just to be fair, step away from the goats.
All right, cool. So,
and I'm about to go step for more alcohol. Be back.
April Fools, fuck you. This is great.
You know, you guys are surprisingly hard to kill, honestly.
Yeah, I can't do a lot of damage, but I've built my character over this like year, so just to survive shit. Yes. And it seems to work pretty good.
I wanted to see how the scissors worked, but I realize now that if you get a 7 to 9 that you don't get to choose what's cut.
Well, normally I would choose, but because Skelly is sentient, I'd Skelly choose.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and, you know, thanks, Brandon, for being our the guest spot. I mean, I knew you wouldn't pass up the chance to murder people, so.
I got to kill Melody and Gray, and really, it's all I needed in my life.
Yeah.
It filled my heart where the hole was.
It's closure, right?
It is. I mean, if somebody would have just killed her before...
It's still salty.
You can't do that, bro.
It's so salty.
You can't do that. The debt's been paid. I tell no lies. It's all been paid. I can't do anything about it anymore.
But the debt.
I mean, I could, but...
What about the debt to the dragon?
I have a baby I'll take care of.
You lost debt. Your way.
So, we'll go ahead and... you guys are rolling up to town. And, Just as you get on the outskirts of town, you see an old gypsy woman with a merchant's cart.
Why not?
Great. Do you say anything?
I feel like this is some form of killer.
You see her? Do you say like, don't stop, just keep going, or do you?
No, let's stop.
I actually hop out of the car because I'm interested.
Yeah. Let's stop.
The bad thing is, if he didn't tell us, we would repeat what happened, and you know it.
Yeah, stop. Stop.
Let's stop. Let's stop.
You get out, and she has a cart full of junk. It's all junk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the Wish version of everything you could possibly want. You know, it's really...
Oh, so the dumpster diver from the other town that gave me...
Yeah, it's really terrible, like, stuff. It's fake. The jewelry's fake. The clothes are made of, like, really rough, like, cotton linen.
I'm actually going to buy 20 silvers worth of junk.
Yeah, cool. You get, like, really fake jewelry and some, like, you know, really terrible clothing. And she sees Melody, and she's like...
Hello, dearie. Would you fancy a fortune?
Melody would say yes.
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead, do it.
So she pulls out some, like, cards, and she, like, you know, deals them out and puts them down, and she's like, oh my.
Oh no.
Do you want to know? It's not good, honey.
Why am I not surprised? I could literally pull some, but yeah, go ahead.
She says, I'm afraid you're going to die a terrible, terrible death. It's going to be so gruesome. The horror.
Attracts.
She says, bless you, my child. Bless you. She says, but for the price of just one gold, I have a magic talisman that could save you.
Mm-hmm.
You know she'd do it too.
She would buy it. Like, oh, yes. You know what? Yeah.
Now, this is what's going to happen. Gray is going to roll to take said talisman.
So, she's like, she hands you. It's literally like it's kind of a doll, but it's made out of like pine needles with some light string wrapped around it to make a little like doll. On a string.
She hands you a fucking voodoo doll.
So she hands that to you, and she's. Just wear this on your person, and it will save you from the most terrible danger.
She's trying to hex me, but Melanie would be like, "Thank you."
And as Melanie takes it and she touches your hand, she says, "Oh dearie, are you cursed?"
Gray's gonna deal with this right now. I've already seen this.
What does Gray do?
Gray smacks it away, and we are done with her now.
Roll on strength.
Oh.
By the by, the cards don't work that way.
Gray smacks the shit out of this.
Yeah, you smack it. So you're really rolling to see like that you don't destroy her when you smack it.
I don't care if I destroy her.
Yeah,
I've already
smack
it
out of her
that.
Way, and she's like, oh no, sir.
Mm-mm.
So why would
yes, she's cursed. It's okay. We don't need your help. We're leaving now.
She says, "Oh, but
No. You have a nice day, ma'am. Don't make me eat you. You have a nice day."
Oh dear, you wouldn't eat an old lady, would you?
No, you're not an old lady. I don't believe you.
Do it.
We're leaving now.
Do it.
I've already seen this.
Sweet old lady, Gray.
But. Clark. But I'm just trying to help. I'm just a poor old lady.
Take the damn doll and let's go. What are you going to do?
Hold on.
Let me guess what
hold
you're going to do.
Hold on.
You're going to ask her to pour the demon magic out of her? Or are you going to ask her that? No, I'm not going to let you do it.
She's like, oh my god, demon magic, what are you saying?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Going to be like,
I don't know what's going on, but
just
kill this old bitch, Gray.
They got
Gray
old
eater.
For a reason.
Oh, they're elderly!
You've eaten less. Or less, just do it.
Look, I can give you. We
Gray
give
the
you
skull starting to talk more. It's freaking me out.
So she,
look, give her the skull.
She's like,
skull.
Oh my heart, I can't take it. And she like retreats back into her cart and like closes the doors behind her. You know,
see, and that's how you get rid of old people. Yeah. Now let's go about our way. You don't want to know what would have happened. You don't want to know what would have happened. Okay.
How do you know?
Look. Because my dream had that stupid old woman in it, and she turned into a giant. Like she turned into this young woman, and we all died.
Oh,
let's cuddle up with the Edge Lord.
Yeah, I saw this already. She's gonna sit here and try to pull the black goo out of you, and then after that happens, it's gonna absorb in her, and everybody's gonna fucking die. Scully's gonna come back to life. He's already moving. He's already moving.
Yeah,
Tiamat's gonna be like
wasn't moving
the black goose.
Just now.
Kind of racist.
So I'm just
you
trying
probably
to say
should have
it's
told
the
us
black
that,
goo.
But you know,
are you a racist?
Nah, I already.
Doll
I just
now.
Told you that.
All right.
Now you got your voodoo doll or whatever she handed
you.
Problem?
It's probably around.
Oh yeah, good. I'm glad. You can pick it up if you want. By all means, pick it up, please. You're gonna die a terrible death anyway. One day, it don't matter.
Mist, Gray's kind of freaking out about this whole scenario, and Melody's sort of like going back and forth with him. And Fiamma just like,
missed.
Okay.
You died. You got impaled with your own sword. You really want that to happen?
They stabbed me with my own sword. That's
with your own sword.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Shut up, Skull.
You know what?
Yeah, the Skull's talking while I was asleep.
Skull's talking shit.
Is
let's
not,
show him. I want to show
do you
him
now
my
believe
new
me?
Ink, which is technically his new ink.
Hey, why don't you just let the insult staff and Scully fight with each other?
I want to show him the Skull first.
<That'll work. laughs>
Yama's gonna pull out the insult.
Well, the last time you showed him,
so when you pull the insult staff out, the staff says, "Wow, your pullout game's pretty strong. No wonder you're so alone."
Continue.
Do you just point it at the skull or what?
I actually pointed at the old woman.
because I don't trust old women in the woods.
The old woman's behind the doors. Yeah, but I mean, if you just hold it up to the cart.
Hey, Fiamma, I know this sounds crazy, and I'm not all used to, I'm not normally used to murdering people, but you should set that whole cart on fire while she's in it.
So the insult staff, when you hold it up to the cart, says, "Hey, fire witch, lonely girl, the person that holds me, like, I don't like this cart. Pull me back."
Do you see that? Even the staff is. Do you see?
Miss gets really worried and starts to back up.
Insult sticks a bitch. Burn it.
She says.
Do you see that?
The stick says. I'll put the staff back. I'm not a skull without a body.
Do you see that? But I'm not a stick. Even the staff is scared to insult that old woman. Is anybody listening to me?
I'm listening.
Don't listen to the werewolf. By all means.
The staff says. I'm not the one tied to a belt. I'm not some, like, hoodie ninja's bitch.
Look, I know dark magic when I smell it or dream about it right before it happens.
I'm not the one being used for entertainment. Take you on all day.
He says, say something about it. At least I'm entertaining. Where are you? You're nothing.
Nothing.
Bring him over here.
I'm going to use it to floss my teeth. The fuck over here.
So you can't floss anything because you don't have hands. You've got not even a body. You don't even have skin. What do you have? Shame. That's
tell
all
him to go back in the ass he came from.
These two are just going at it.
I'm going to plant in the ground like a dumbass tree. Let's go.
All this is happening, and Amanda, Melody's got like the cat bag, and Tyrone just pops his head out, and he's like, bitch, I am trying to sleep. Can you shut those mothers up?
If you don't shut... Nah, I can't. I don't know what that... I can't hear that cat.
Yeah, he can't hear the cat. It's like, meow, meow.
You guys just hear the cat going... Meow.
Put me on the cat. I'm taking this...
Wait a minute.
Dick to school.
Shut up, Skull.
So you keep food in your bag like that?
Oh my gosh.
It's not food!
Eat it.
You keep food in your bag like that? I didn't know we were carrying around. I know the dragon's not food, but...
So Tyrone looks at me and loses it. So they say, that mofo eats me, and you're dead. All right? I die, you die.
I'm just saying. It. I can't hear that.
No, you can't.
I relay the information that he's threatening this entire tied together that I could die if you kill the cat.
Do it.
Oh, you're tied together? I don't know what the dragon will do if it sees that cat.
So the staff turns his attention and it says, man, do you always take direction from your pussy like that?
Oh,
I knew
good job,
I smelled
Stick,
something.
You've made
fishy.
That joke twice already.
I knew I smelled a cat.
He's like,
damn,
the joke,
this starts doing tomorrow. This and it's like, I smell something burning shit.
I thought you just got a new perfume that smelled like shit, but it was that nasty ass cat in your bag. I knew I smelled something.
the staff's like, it's like, hey, is that thing called General So?
Only if you're called firewood.
He's like, yeah, I'm called firewood because I am lit.
Savory and delicious.
Fiamma's just amused by this entire conversation.
So the cart's Gundry has like spurred the cart on.
Okay, yeah,
and you guys are sort of like arriving at the gate. And Darren's like, as he speaks up, he's like sitting in the back this whole time, and he sort of speaks up, and he's like, "Pardon me, excuse me, I gotta." Pardon me, guys.
Yeah, what's up? What you want?
I gotta get the gate. I got papers.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta get to the gate now. You got paper. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, somebody let this man through.
You guys are in the cart. You know, Gundry's driving, and you're sitting right outside the gate here. You can see. Oh no, that's too many things. So yeah, if you can see, the river to your left. You can see a collection of like houses. Some of them look like they're buildings of like trade or business. Some of them look like just housing, and some of them look like they might even be storage. To your right, you can see some fields and some grass hut buildings. To the other side, and that kind of goes on for a while. And then you see like basically this wall that like leads into the town. So Darren kind of like makes his way by you guys, and he hops out the back of the cart, and he starts walking up to the front of the gate where there are a number of guards. Are you doing anything during this time?
I would like for the staff that I never put away to say something.
Okay.
And I have a line.
Okay.
Fuck you, bud. You look like if you the Grudge and Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense had a baby and the baby fell down the stairs. Give your balls a tug.
Okay. sure. He says that and it's crickets because no one knows what any of that stuff is. So. and then he looks around and he's like, tough room. Tough room.
That wasn't a zinger, I guess.
No.
He's like, that's okay. You know, a 1,000 years from now in a different dimension, people are going to love that joke. All right?
I'm pretty sure 1,000 years from now, you're going to be dry rotted as fuck. But
he's like,
no, I'm going to put a lacquer on it as soon as we get into town.
He says, I'm not the only staff that's dry rotted around here. Am I right? All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay, that one was good.
This guy.
So, Darren makes his way to the front gate, and you can see him sort of like he's talking to the guards, and he's showing a paper, and he's like pointing at it and stuff. And then one of the guards sort of like looks up to the castle wall, and he like motions, and Darren starts walking back, and he says, you see him kind of wave. The door's open. And Gundry starts taking the cart through the castle gate there, and you guys sort of enter the town. It's getting to be sort of like early evening now, and as Darren hops back in the cart and you guys are riding in, he's like, I've got some business to attend to, but it'll have to wait till tomorrow. I guess we'll have to grab an inn for the night. Of course, Eugen will pay for the inn. And he says, is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Look, you know what? I'm sleeping inside today.
Yeah, but the
last time I slept on this damn cart, I ain't sleeping in this fucking cart no more.
Yeah. So, the cart, they bring the cart, sort of, not too far in. They sort of stop right here at the entrance, and it comes over here in like a little storage area. And from there, you kind of have to walk. So you start walking through the town, and there are a number of buildings. Like I said, businesses. Some of them apartments. Some of them places of business where you would go in to purchase stuff. Some of them are just places of business where, like, maybe you'd contract something or whatever. As you make your way sort of this way, there is an outdoor market that you pass by. They're leading you sort of back here. You see a large church to your right as you're walking in, amongst any of the other buildings. The church is definitely the largest building. There is another wall that you see, and that guards. You can see sort of just over the wall. You can see a large sort of tower. Looks like castle-ish on the other side. And you see there's. From what you see, you pass two gates that lead into that area, one here, one here. And Darren leads you back here to this building right here. There's a sign on it, and it says, The Empty Flask. And it's an inn. And so he walks in, you guys follow him. Well, do you follow him in, or do you peel off at any point in time?
I'll follow him in.
Yeah,
I have no reason.
After all this crazy shit, Miss needs a beer.
Yeah, so yeah, he walks you into the Empty Flask, And he looks back at you guys, and he's like, so, I mean, do you guys, we can get a couple of rooms, I suppose the ladies want a room to themselves, the two of them together, and then we can get two different rooms for the gentlemen to split. We'll get, three rooms. Yeah. Three rooms. You can divide up however you like. So he goes and he says, he talks to the innkeeper and he's like, yeah, like three rooms. He like throws down some coin, gets them. And he's like, all right. So who's staying where?
Fiamma's going to stay with Melody, but not because she's, another woman. Only because she didn't pay for it.
Okay. All right. So he's like, all right. So he says he hands one key to like Melody and says, all right. Well, here's the key for you guys.
Thank you.
And he says, so that just leaves Mist and Gray, Wildheart, Gundry, and myself. How do you guys want to divide this up? We got two more rooms.
I don't care where I go. Yeah. I just ain't sleeping outside right fucking now.
Is it? All right, well, I guess Gundry and I will stay in a room, and if would the three of you like to stay in a room, is that okay?
Yeah, shit, look, whatever. I don't give a fuck about a bed. I'm just sleeping inside right now.
So he sort of just like, can't like holds
technically
the key out.
Turn into a werewolf outside again.
He holds the key out to Misk and he says, you know what, you figure it out. And he just like hands it to you.
Okay.
And he says, I'm tired. It's been a long journey and I'm really, you know, I'm just not used to sleeping outside as much. So I'm going to go sleep. And he just like leaves.
Bro, I sleep outside all the time.
And
bitch.
Then Gundry just follows close behind him. He doesn't say a word. So you guys get keys to a room. You're here in the pub. It's like mid-evening now. We'll say it's probably like 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Getting drunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys...
This always happens with this party.
Getting drunk.
Yeah. Are you sitting down at the bar and having a drink then?
Yes.
No, I'm having a lot. Oh,
it's
yeah.
All on Gundry and them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we've never been in a main town before. I don't.
You know
I don't
that
care
with my
what,
meal,
don't care
that
what
Melanie
their
would not be getting an alcoholic
morning.
Beverage, yeah. Not because she doesn't drink, but because she would probably get something childish like chocolate milk or. Yeah.
Can I get everyone roll
apple juice with a crazy straw?
Can I get everyone to roll discern realities?
Sure.
On what?
It's wisdom.
Oh, wonderful.
So on my nothing.
Man, great, smart. Come on now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got an 8. Sweet.
Okay. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you guys are pretty perceptive. Look at that. So as you are walking through the town...
still yeah, okay, though.
Yeah, as you guys are walking through the town, some things you might have noticed. There are on a number of the boards, posts, and on the backsides of buildings, there are these flyers. And the flyers said, you know, can you use magic? Are you tired of the current establishment? Take this flyer. We'll contact you. And in the corner is a little emblem with a picture of an imp on it. And those flyers are everywhere. They're all over the place. So that's something that you saw as you came in. Something else that you noticed as you're sort of just like walking through town is that this is a pretty diverse town. You've seen any number of creatures. You've seen humans, elves, dwarves, minotaurs, orcs, trolls, halflings, goblins, gnomes, kobolds, satyrs. You've seen some tabaxi. You've seen even some of the fungelia, the mushroom people. You've seen, you know, naga, some lizard folk, centaurs, some furbolgs. No, furbolgs.
Guys, is it just me? Or this town's got a lot... Hell, I like this town. Fuck it, I kind of want to sleep outside now. Ain't no telling what I can get into.
See, you've seen a pretty large collection of people. This is maybe the largest town that a lot of you have been to. I know Mist has been to the Minotaur capital, which is larger. But there's probably not a lot of other towns larger than this that he's been into.
Biam has probably been in a large town because she's traveled around everywhere.
Yeah, so I said there's basically two towns on the continent that are larger than this. One is the Dwarven capital, but a lot of people have actually not been to the Dwarven capital. It's hidden. And then there's the Minotaur capital, which is, like I said, that is larger. And then there is a Girmaruz, which is probably just slightly smaller than this. But it's a very large town. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on here. And like I said, you've seen a lot of commerce as you were walking through. A lot of people just doing business in general. A lot of people walking around, sort of doing their thing. It is a seaport town, so there are a lot of merchants, a lot of people selling stuff. A lot of places that you guys go, you kind of stick out because you're adventurers, you've got a lot of gear and stuff like that, but not here. There are a number of people, much like yourselves, wandering around this place. So you're in the inn. There is a band playing. Someone singing. There's people playing some instruments. Lots of people. It's very lively. Lots of people talking. There is some people out dancing. The waitresses are pretty busy, just going here, there, and everywhere, serving drinks, getting orders, all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, you're sitting in the bar. Is there anything you want to do? Do you want to talk to the locals, or are you just talking amongst yourselves? What's going on?
This is the first time I've seen. Hell, man, I could.
Yeah, I.
This town's so awesome. I could actually probably turn to a werewolf, and it wouldn't matter.
I'm friendly with everybody, but you know, of course that's.
But to not do that though.
Miss is just going to listen to the conversation around him.
Yeah, yeah. So, roll to certain realities in the bar to see what you're hearing, basically. Yeah, so it's very loud, and so. It's kind of hard to separate some of the conversations that are happening, but you hear a lot of people are talking about their jobs, they're just paying, they're complaining about like whatever they work for, whatever they're doing. You also hear people talking about you hear people sort of like hitting on one another, trying to make romantic connections. That's happening because it's a bar. People making orders. People just talking about their lives in general, talking about their kids, whatever. You do hear a few people. You hear some whispers, you know, in the far corners of the inn. People making deals of some sort. You can't quite make out exactly what they're talking about, but there's definitely some, like, you know, more low key stuff going on in the inn as well. Melody, you said you were talking to people.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you talk to anyone in particular?
This never goes well.
Yeah.
I would say probably not anybody in particular, but I'm just excited that there's a whole bunch of different people. And
yeah, cool.
You know.
Roll on charisma.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you do actually find, in particular, there's a halfling you start chatting with, who's also a bard. And so you guys are sort of just trading like stories about being bards. She tells you a couple of things about the city. She's been sort of playing around the city. She knows a lot about it in general. So she's just telling you some things about the city. She's like, oh yeah, you should definitely go check out the Colosseum. There's a Colosseum where they have like fights and battles and stuff. And it's pretty awesome. Some pretty epic fights. You know, there's a lot of like local favorites and people come from all over the continent to fight in the Colosseum. She also mentions, that there is a very, particular, pub or a restaurant, I guess you might call. It's called, the Sunken Cunt.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's near the docks. So if you go near the docks, you can find the Sunken Cunt.
I don't know why I'm giving directions to that, but sure.
She says, like, if you're looking for things that are a little more on the interesting side, a little more, you know, like obscure, it's the kind of place where you can really sort of like, you know, see the underbelly of the town. Check out the Sunken Cunt.
Okay.
She also tells you about the casino. There's a casino. It's near the Colosseum that you can go and visit if you want to gamble. She talks about a number of the various inns in town. She talks briefly about the Merchants Guild. There is a Merchants Guild on the other side of the river. And it's a pretty large building. A lot of the merchants gather there to make deals, you know, it's sort of where a lot of business sort of just happens in general. She just briefly touched on, she's like, oh yeah, there's the inner wall, and that's where like the royal family lives. She says the Duke of the town, he has a name. What is it? I don't know. I put that people to meet. Yeah, so Hrothgar is the Duke of Macrotir. He runs the place, he lives on the other side of the wall with a number of guards and stablemen and a number of other things. There's some pretty nice stuff over there, but that's like sort of invitation only type of place. What do you tell her? What do you talk to her about?
First, I ask her name.
Yeah. So she says, "My name is Imogen." So she's a halfling bard. She doesn't like, she's not an adventurer per se, as she mostly works around town just doing various singing gigs and just trying to earn money and whatever, exploiting whatever knowledge she can get. She also tells you about there's an agricultural trade the, outside the city, there's a number of farms and, you know, there's woodworkers and stuff like that on the outside of the city, that also do trade and stuff like that. Do you ask her about anything in the city that you've seen? Do you have any questions, of things you've seen as you've walked in?
I'm trying to think of something in particular, but I'm like, I'm drawing a blank because you gave me a lot of information
sure.
about this place. I thank her for the information she's given me.
Sure. I mean, she's drunk. She's just saying things, you know?
Yeah. And,
she asks your name. What do you answer?
Melody.
She says, "Oh, Melody." She's like, "That's a, you know, that's a pretty name. Is that a, you know, where do you come from?" She asks, "Where do you come from?" and all that kind of stuff.
I tell her.
Cool. And she asks, "So, what are you doing? What are you doing in Macrateer?"
Adventurer mission.
She says,
"Honestly,
oh.
they didn't give us a lot of information about it either."
She says, "Oh, the life of an adventurer just sounds so grand. I bet you have the most wonderful adventures."
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Cool. So yeah, so you guys, you're chatting up the night. What are the rest of you doing? What are Mist, Gray, Wildheart, Fiamma? What's happening?
We're getting stronger.
Cool.
Fiamma is drinking so much right now.
cool.
Mist is also drinking, but still listening around him.
Yeah, cool.
And
well, hold on, Wildheart, what are you doing?
Getting drunk as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you have the bear in the inn with you?
Yes.
Bear's is the bear getting drunk? Cool.
They definitely charged you for letting the bear in. There's a surcharge for pets, especially large ones. It's like 100 silver they've charged you to let the pet.
Fiamma pays it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It's basically like if you damage something, charge sort of thing.
There will be.
so real quick, Fiamma, you're just drinking. I assume you're drinking with the group.
I'm drinking with the bears specifically.
Okay. Cool. So this orc walks up to you. He's physically fit, you know, and he's shirtless, wearing some like leather pants, and he's got a small mace like sort of strapped to his back, and he's got like a pouch on his side, orange mohawk, but he walks up to you, and he says,
"The orange mohawk is really hot."
He says, "Hey there, red hair, you sure are pretty."
Okay, Sling Blade.
I'm gonna say 100 silver a night, and that's it.
He's like, "I ain't looking to pay."
Well, then you're not getting anything.
So he strokes his chin, and he's thinking, and he's like, "How about dinner and drinks?"
50 silver plus. That's it.
He thinks about it for a second. He says, "You a cop?"
I'm going to light a fire in my hand for 1 HP and say, "Obviously not."
He looks at you and he thinks about it and he's like, "All right, deal."
Sweet.
So, he gestures to escort you to like a private table. Do you go with him?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, you go up with him, you know, you drink and eat. Great. It's getting later in the evening. The dragon is definitely like getting restless in your backpack, and it's trying to.
Oh no!
There ain't nobody in here big enough gonna do something about this dragon.
Do you let him out?
Probably shouldn't. Yeah, we're gonna go outside.
All right. Well, the outside's busy too. It's a busy town. There's people like all over the place.
Well, it's time to leave then for Gray.
Yeah, I mean you can go to the room and take him in the room and let him out.
Yeah, that'd probably be the best bet.
All right. Cool. So you go to the room and let the dragon out of the bag. All right. Cool. Yeah. So the dragon flies out of the bag. And then it like it flies around for like a minute, and then it like lands in front of you and just like looks up at you and turns its head, and it goes, "Ha! Okay.
Fuck is it trying to say?"
Did it fall over and bump its head?
No.
I thought I was going to say bitch.
No.
Why do I feel like I have the handicapped dragon?
It feels like he's looking at you. I mean, literally, this thing is like less than a month old. Right?
It has just learned how to breathe fire too.
Yeah, well, it's like a very tiny, like, you know, puff of fire.
Because that just taught it.
It looks at you and it looks concerned. Like it has a concerned look in its eye.
Aww.
Okay.
Is it because he's drunk or because he's scared?
Like, or because he's gonna die?
Apparently, I'm the one
that's
going to
die.
So,
I don't know what.
Do you just stare back at it? What do you do?
I don't know how to ask it what's wrong. I mean, I can ask it, is it okay? Can I pet it on the head?
Yeah, you can pet it on the head. Pet it on the head.
Yeah, I'll pet it on the head.
You pet it on the head, and after a second, it like sort of like flutters up and like snuggles you and wraps its neck around your neck.
Oh, okay.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. It's so yeah.
This. So it just wanted some love. And
never has any harm towards it. I am going to kill everything.
It's cuddling you, basically. It senses distress in you, and it's trying to comfort you.
Oh, okay. So cute. Well, that's sweet.
Yeah. So that's happening. Wildheart, you and the bear, what are you doing? Just still drinking, or?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so you're there and you're drinking with the bear, and this elf sort of walks up to your table, and it sort of it looks down at the bear, it starts conversing with the bear. You can sort of hear him making like bear noises. So on player level, this elf is a druid, so he can speak to animals.
What kind of elf?
So he's just a regular elf, and you know, you're a dark elf, right?
Yeah.
Now he's seen dark elves before. But he's basically he's talking to Yona, and he says to Yona, he's like, so is this elf your master or your companion? And how does Yona respond?
Family.
He says, and does he treat you well?
Yes.
He says, now I've experienced, you know, dark elves before. They tend to be pretty ruthless. You know, is he different?
To me, yes.
He says, that's good to know. Good to know. I'm glad to hear it. So then he looks at you, Wildheart, and he says, so you're a dark elf, huh?
Yeah.
He says, I've just been talking to your bear here, and your bear says, he says you're one of the good ones.
I don't like
you. What do you say? You say, I don't like you?
Yeah.
He says, oh, sorry. My name's Caleb. You know, I live here in Macrateer. We don't see a lot of dark elves around here. What brings you into town?
I wish to get a drink with my bear. That is all.
Says, that's noble. Your bear seems to really like you. Says he takes care of you. You take care of him, and you know, I respect that. I'm a druid. You know, you know, as one elf to another, I'd certainly like to buy you around. Is that okay?
Sure.
Cool. And then he like calls a waitress over and he buys around for like the two of you. He says, "Mind if I join you?"
Nothing stopping you.
He says,
"Fiamma's barging in too, so she's just all about the drink."
Fiamma's over there, like with that. The orc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Casting her whore magic.
Yeah. So, he sits down, and, so he just starts chatting to you about, like, the forest and, you know, being an elf and whatever. Mist, you're still just listening in, or do you have any interactions you want to entertain?
I mean, he didn't really hear anything of note.
Yeah, I mean, you could go, like, investigate, you know, further about, like, conversations that are having. You could eavesdrop, essentially.
Yeah, okay, I'll eavesdrop some more, then.
Okay. So, yeah, you start heading towards, like, the darker corners of the thing. Let's roll another Defy Danger on your wisdom to see if you can, like...
Nope.
Nah. So actually, what happens when it ends up happening? As you walk towards one of the corners where like one of these conversations is happening, there's a gnome, and a tabaxi, like a cat person, and they're having like a hushed conversation over in the corner, and you definitely hear like them talking about like money and like. It sounds like they're running a con of some sort. But as you get close, they get real silent, and the tabaxi, the cat person, looks at you, and he's like, "What do you want?"
I look at him, I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm just a guy passing through."
He's like, "Aight, well, maybe you pass through over there somewhere."
Cool, man.
He's like, and then they just sort of like they just watch you as you like walk back across the room.
I whisper under my breath, "Ass."
Rolling charisma.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
I thought I had one pulled up already. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, he hears you say something, but he doesn't know what it is, and he's more concerned about like you leaving, going away. So he doesn't interact with that at all. All right, cool. So back, we're gonna go back to Fiamma real quick. So Fiamma, you're having drinks with the orc, as the night carries on, he's like, so you want to come back with me to my room or what?
I'm going to grab him by the hand and start leading him towards the room.
Yeah, he takes you by the hand and he goes, right? You know, and y'all head up. Melody, you and the halfling, Imogen. Mm-hmm. So you're still talking. Do you have any more questions for her, or like is that just sort of
sure? Fair? You know, I ask her if she's ever heard of Ricky the Shaman.
Roll on charisma. Cool. So she says, there was this dwarf that came through one time, talked about her hometown of Kirmaruz, I think it was, and she mentioned the Ricky the Shaman. Said he's a real quirky guy. Said he did some pretty interesting magic, but like just weird, you know. So, and that's all she knows. So, but yeah, after a while, she's like, "Oh man, well, I think we're gonna head home for the night. You staying here?"
"Sure, yeah."
She says, "Okay, well, maybe I'll see you around town. You know,
yeah.
Have a good night." And she sort of like
you
waves
too.
And like, you know,
yeah.
She leaves. She goes on. Great, you and the dragon, you're snuggling in the room. Do you have anything else you want to do before you like turn in for the night?
Nah, I think I'm just gonna pet it, or I'm gonna teach it a new word.
Okay, what are you trying for?
Papa.
All right, yeah, roll charisma.
Okay. You said on charisma?
Yeah.
Oh God, where is it? Oh yeah,
yeah.
That be happening.
After about an hour, the dragon definitely like belts up for the first time. Papa, papa, papa.
Yeah,
yeah. He learned papa. So cute. And he understands that, like that it's your papa, right?
That's cool. Now, when he fucking kills me.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It won't be the first time.
And that's it. That's a liter of mead. One whole liter.
Godspeed, man.
I know. So yeah, you guys, your night sort of goes on, and you eventually sort of retire to your rooms, and you go to sleep for the night. Fiamma, let's roll on dexterity.
Cool. Give me a second to pull that back up.
That's what she said. Did you take the staff with you?
I'm be asked what's happened in the past hour.
Yeah. Just roll on.
You're prostituting yourself in an inn again.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
So we're asking if the insult stick is present for the encounter.
I'm pretty good at it, too.
Yeah. So you had a pretty good night. You were pretty bendy. You were definitely acrobatic.
Flexible, gotcha.
And so, like, the whole time you were, like, with the orc, the staff was, like, calling it out play by play. And he's like,
of course it was.
Yeah, the staff's like, oh, man. Dang. Oh, how deep was that?
Wow.
Jesus.
All I need to know is how much
is
I made.
Is it the shoes? Oh, my God. That's more wood than I have. Right? And at first, the orc's a little weirded out about it, but then he really gets into it, right? the orc, like, accepts it, and he's like, because the staff's making him feel good, right? So
Jesse, why are you playing this game?
So, yeah, you and the orc the next morning, did we give the orc a name? I don't think we gave the orc a name.
No, his name is Thompson now.
That's fine. Let me write that in. That's fine.
The cervix crusher.
That works.
Fiamma ain't got no cervix. So yeah,
Fiamma has the hole where the cervix is.
Yeah. So you wake up next morning beside Thompson and his rippling muscles and green skin, he's got his arm around you and he says, "That's the best 50 silver I ever spent." You say anything?
I expect the payment, but that's about it.
He says, "Oh yeah, my bad. And he reaches over, like, beside the bed and grabs some, like, money out of his pants. He, like, drizzles it on your chest.
Wow.
Okay.
Drizzles it. I rub it in and then put it all in my pack.
Cool.
New definition for money shot, but sure. Yeah.
So. So now, Mist and Gray and Wildheart, you are all in the same room. You wake up, you know, sort of naturally. It's just sort of morning. Sun's peering through the windows. As you wake up, there's a knock at the door, you know. Who answers it?
I do.
What room is it in?
Completely naked.
Their room.
Oh.
Okay, you open the door. And Gundry. And Gundry's like, he's unfazed by your nakedness entirely. And he's like,
"You ain't never seen one this big, have you, boy?"
He's like,
"Never seen one that furry, you mean?"
He's like, he's like, "Be ready in an hour. We have to escort the prince to his destination."
Would you just fucking call him?
And he's like, "Oh crap."
Oh crap is right.
And he's
what
like,
did you just call him?
And he's like, "Darren. We have to escort Darren."
Nah, that's not what I heard. I hear more money. That's what I hear. I hear a lot more money.
Look,
Mike made the slip up.
Look, just get dressed. We're
Hey, yo, miss. This guy's a prince.
A prince, you say?
Yeah, he slipped
up. I'm going to ask for triple the amount.
No, oh, man.
You're not in that room right now.
This guy is a prince.
He's like,
we have been.
1 hour, meet in front of the inn. All right, I'll see you down there.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, you can walk away if you want, but that money ain't going to cover it after this.
So Melody, you're in the room alone because you had a room with Fiamma, but Fiamma did not stay right in that room. So
I wasn't surprised. I figured she'd go off and
you start waking
earn
up,
some
and
money.
As soon as you open your eyes, Tyrone is standing on your chest looking down at you, and he's like, and he sort of like bats at your face, and he's like, I'm hungry. Food, now.
Okay, yeah, got it. I feed him.
Yeah, cool. So as soon as you put the food down, he looks at it, and he just walks away.
Yeah.
The real cat move right there.
And he'll probably eat it later when you're not around.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Does anyone go tell Melody that, like, you guys need to get ready?
Oh, yeah, sure. I walk to Melody's room. I'm butt naked still.
Yeah, so Melody, you hear a knock on the door. Do you open it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you open it. Gray's naked. How do you react?
Sorry.
I talk
hanging
to
the
him.
Pants on.
I talk to him with my face turned away from him. And I'm like, hey, what's up?
By the way, that guy's a prince.
Fiamma's consistently staying his boss. Nothing else.
You're not in the room with me.
Fiamma's still in the room with the orc.
With Thompson, yeah. So, I when he says he's a prince, you know, I don't think I quite grasp it. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, he was a nice guy, but I wouldn't go so far as to call him a prince.
No, we have the prince with us. That's who we escorted. He's a prince. It
Please,
is
Melody,
the prince.
Grasp him.
Don't grasp me.
No, grasp the
prince. Grasp what I'm telling you.
I'm not grasping
you want
the prince
her to grasp
either.
Your prince? What
no.
the fuck?
No,
this
I
took
do not.
A turn.
No, that took a turn that it didn't need to take.
So anyway,
I'm trying to say
what I say is, well, what
the
about
guy
our
we
day?
Are taking.
I ask what about
I
our
think
hazard
the hazard pay is going to go up, but
it's got to have to, man.
Anyway, we got to be in front of the inn in like an hour or something.
All right, I'll make it.
I think I drunk way too much.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's all right. Fiamma, you're
still sober up, find some pants, you know.
Fiamma, you're still in the room
get
with Thompson.
Get your life together.
Does anyone know how to find Fiamma? I mean, how are you guys going to, like, locate her?
Fire.
She'll show up.
Cool. So, yeah, so Thompson's like,
I guess I pull out my loot and I start playing throw that ass in a circle and see if she shows up.
Did you ever tell Thompson your name, Fiamma?
No.
Cool.
Never. I never tell anyone my name.
So Thompson looks over at you and he's like, so what do I call you?
Call me thick ass.
He's like, I mean, you know it, but like, what do I call you?
I'm going to hand him a business card that has my spiritual number on it.
Wow.
As long as he rings that, I know where he is.
What is your spiritual number?
42.
6969696969.
Okay. All right. That tracks.
He looks at it and he's like, what do I do with this?
Just push your spirit energy in it and I'll know where you're at.
He's like, I mean, orc. Like, all I push is dick, man.
Fair enough. I'll come find you.
He's like, cool. So just keep a hold of this?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, cool. And he sort of like shoves it into his underwear.
As long as he randomly pushes energy in it, I'll know where he is, and I'll come find him for fuck.
So, he's like, well, it's been fun, but like, I mean, you know, I guess we're done.
Well, I'm out of vodka, so yes.
So he's sort of indicating that he wants you to leave. Do you get the hint?
Well.
Dude, I've already started leaving.
Cool. He's like, okay, bye. You walk out the door. As you walk out the door, Gray's walking down the hall naked back to his room.
Yo, what's up?
I go for a high five.
Do you high five him
roll
back?
Roll on deck.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, you guys high five. That's
slap.
Cool. And so, Fiamma, do you go back to the room that you would share with Melody? Because that's probably where your stuff is.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So yeah, Melody, you know, Fiamma walks in, walk of shame style,
fully naked, nothing covering me.
Yeah. Melody, how do you?
So react? We literally walked through both hallways.
I'm just like, word. Can no one find their clothes? Cool.
So, and
then, I don't think Gray has had a lot of alcohol in his time, so.
Is Gray a little tore up?
I'm pretty sure he has a fucking headache.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we supposed to show up to this quest naked? Like, yeah. What's going on?
So, Miss.
I'm going to show up naked.
You're getting ready in the room. Do you have any sort of things you want to do as you're getting ready?
Not really.
So right now it's just you and Wildheart in the room. Wildheart, what are you doing?
Petting my bear. And that's cool. Not a
Yeah. Cool. All right, yeah. So eventually everyone sort of gets dressed, and then you all start making your way down to the front of the inn to meet Gundry in the morning to sort of escort the prince. And I think that's probably like a fair place to end for the evening. We'll pick up next time with you guys escorting Darren, the prince, to his ultimate location. So...
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, happy April Fools. Thanks for, you know, dying
Woo!
For me.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was good. And
I had a lot of fun this time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad. Good. Me too. It was good. And there's a lot to explore here in the town, so... I
want to go to the Shady Inn.
I'll
find the seediest you tell part me about of town it, and whore myself out.
The sunken cunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will tell you on player level, that's right here. That's the sunken cunt.
Wow, that is nasty looking
that
place.
That looks janky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a ship. Like, it's part of a ship.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, I could find a better place.
So, yeah, I mean, like, just as a quick overview, like, here's the town. There's, like, construction going on over here.
Yeah, when I asked the other day, or Coliseum. When I asked the other session about the bag of holding, you said that if there was one, it'd be in Macroteer, so I'd probably be able to find it in that place.
Yeah. Honestly, this is a pretty well put together town.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of, I mean, there's plenty of like seafaring stuff going on. There's lots of markets. That's
honestly, there's enough in this town for us to spend like another 4 or 5 sessions just in this town.
I think I've said before, like too, like if you throw a seed down, that gives you pretty quick access to the town. So,
ooh,
you know.
Yeah.
That tower by the water should be cool.
Honestly, I feel like right around here would be a good place for the seed.
Yeah.
Where?
Just for everyone else's sake, right here where I'm consistently clicking.
Clicking right here, yeah. So, quick shout out to the stream. I think it's probably been one of our best attended streams, so... All the viewers.
It's because a lot of them knew what was going on.
Yeah. So shout out. Well, we got raided too, and so I definitely appreciate the raid. First time my stream has been raided. So I definitely appreciate
Woo!
That. So thank you everyone who is watching. We certainly appreciate it, and we hope to see you next time. Bye.